KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means we're going to share all the important news on the health front with you. The best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, put those together, and we call it Intelligent Medicine. Take a critical look at everything that's happening on the medical front and look behind the headlines, which are often highly dumbed down. 877-726-8255, our number, and we're going to take some of your calls shortly. We invite you to come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question or share a comment. Everything's fair game. Nutrition, high-tech medicine. You got a medical dilemma you want me to tackle? 877-726-8255, our number. And we got a lot of amazing stories to share with you. It's been a very rich week on the health and nutrition front. A fascinating story about how a positive attitude may help you avert surgery for appendicitis. This is just mind-blowing. Also, we're going to take a look at why niacin, which lowers cholesterol and raises HDL and lowers triglycerides to boot, why it doesn't work for cardiovascular protection. Finally been elucidated. 877-726-8255. Also, it's baseball playoffs. And in the background on the TV that's in our studio, I've got one of the playoff games on for background TV. Yeah, I like a little background TV while I'm broadcasting. It's not usually too distracting, except, well, if Aaron Judge hits a home run, you may hear me issue a yelp. But fortunately, they're not playing today. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's a fascinating story about omega-3 supplementation. There has been a lot of research on omega-3s and brain health. And clearly, omega-3s may play a big role in terms of children's brain health. And in particular, if mom consumes a lot of omega-3s, EPA and DHA, and transfers the omega-3s via the placenta to the growing infant may have improved concentration and focus and may have a slightly increased IQ. And then there are studies that look at the other extreme, which is patients who are elderly, and those studies seem to be a little bit equivocal. It's unclear if you're experiencing cognitive decline, if taking lots of omega-3 is going to slow that cognitive decline. Some studies say yay, some studies say nay, but it's hard to do those studies. Make sure that everybody's been taking their EPA and DHA supplements or that they're truthfully recording their diets, which may record high intake of omega-3 from oily fish, for example, salmon, mackerel, tuna, etc. that it's a little hard to determine if it really makes a difference at the end of life. But here's a big study that's appearing all over the medical news this week. Midlife omega-3 levels tied to brain structure and cognition. Okay. The point here is that it may be ultra important to have a lot of omega-3s when you're a young person, when childhood, adolescence, in your 20s and 30s, because it can make a big difference for you in your 40s and going forward. And what they're saying here is that it may be that the reason that some of the studies that look at older individuals and they give them omega-3s for a short time, a few months, or maybe even a few years, the results are not that sensational. It may be that they've already had so much brain deterioration that it no longer seems to make a difference. So in this study, they looked at what is called hippocampal volume. And the hippocampus is a part of the brain that looks like a seahorse. And I guess the word in Latin or Greek, it is, I can't get those straight, for a horse is hippo. That's why a hippopotamus, they thought it was a kind of a horse when they first discovered those crazy animals in Africa. But the hippocampus is a structure that actually looks not like a horse, but it looks like a seahorse. It's kind of a curlicue structure in the brain. It's very tiny, but it is the seat of memory in the brain. And if your hippocampus shrinks, well, then you're in trouble because you can't really remember that well. And if your hippocampus volume is maintained, well, then your memory is hence preserved. And there are actually some studies that suggest that chronic marijuana smoking shrinks the hippocampus. And that is kind of disconcerting, especially in view of the fact that they're legalizing it all over the country and younger and younger kids are imbibing pot. And they may lead to long-term, short-term memory loss for individuals who are chronic pot smokers. But when it comes to omega-3s, the opposite may be the case. Because in this study, they looked at 2,200 people, average age of 46, and they did blood tests. And these are routine blood tests that we can perform, especially in integrative doctor's offices. We've been doing it for years, although it's a test that's often ignored by conventional doctors. It may or may not be covered by insurance, and that's part of the reason. But for a relatively small amount of dollars, you can get your omega-3s assessed in your red blood cells. That's important because where the omega-3s live is not in the plasma. They live in the membranes of your cells. And, yeah, you can stick a needle in, and you can pull out some fat cells, and you can look at their membranes, but that's painful and invasive. And one way you can get at the membrane incorporation of omega-3s is by looking at your red blood cells. They incorporate omega-3s in their cell membranes. So they look at the content of EPA and DHA, those are the main components of omega-3s, and what is called an omega-3 index. That's the ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s. That's an all-important index when it comes to health and longevity and freedom from cardiovascular disease. And a higher omega-3 index, and we kind of like to see that index higher than about 8, maybe even in double digits. The average American has an omega-3 index that is lower, in the low single digits. What they found is that in these individuals, a higher omega-3 index was associated with a larger hippocampal volume and better abstract reasoning. And they even looked at people who had what's called the APOE4 gene, the so-called Alzheimer's gene that highly predisposes to cognitive decline. And even in those individuals, a higher omega-3 index showed a lower white matter hyperintensity burden. Okay, these little specks that you see in the brain on an MRI, that's a white matter hyperintensity. so-called UBIs, unidentified bright objects in the brain. They don't necessarily mean that you've had a stroke, but they're areas of inflammation and brain cell death. Well, if you look at the brain of an APOE4 sufferer, it's filled with these bright spots, but the higher levels of omega-3 seem to protect against it. They say that both DHA and EPA are metabolized into bioactive molecules involved in neurogenesis, the development of new neurons, neurotransmission, the transmission of nerve impulses from neuron to neuron across synapses, and also reduction in inflammation. Very cool. So they say that studies in older individuals may be hampered in part by interventions that are deemed too late in the course of the disease being Alzheimer's or the onset of dementia, when individuals may have already experienced significant neuronal damage. So all three omega-3 predictors were tied to better abstract reasoning test scores. So, yeah, the conclusion is that this is in line with current dietary guidelines to consume at least 2 servings of fish per week to improve cardiovascular health. And you can add on with supplementation, which I do routinely. Been doing it since I've been very young. These results need to be confirmed with additional research, but they say it's exciting that omega-3 levels could play a role in improving cognitive function. So keep that hippocampus healthy. 877-726-8255, our number. We await your phone calls on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Fun. Shopping online for a new car? Not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And keep in mind that number is available to you during the program, but also when we're not on the air, 24/7, 365. So if a question should occur to you anytime, say it's Tuesday night, 10 o'clock, something comes up, you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I had a question for you, which if you can verify it's true, it might be an alert for your audience. My brother has been diagnosed with stomach cancer. And the way he was diagnosed is he went to an endoscopic surgeon, and she took out biopsies. And so one of the questions we had for her is, why did he get stomach cancer? What happened? And she said that because he's been taking stomach pills for about 30 years, the one he's taken is pantoprazole, that it causes changes in your stomach environment and it allows cells to do things they wouldn't be able to do otherwise, and develop cancer in the lining of your stomach. So then we went to his surgeon that's going to take his, he has to have his stomach removed now. So I went to the stomach surgeon, and I asked her the same exact question without telling her I'd asked the first person, and she gave the same response. That's because of taking these stomach pills for all these years. Is this true? Two doctors said it so far. And if it is, it's something your audience might want to know, because we had no idea that was the risk that he was exposed to. Thank you. Really appreciate your help.
That is just a wonderful question. And I actually, you know, since this is a recorded call, I had an opportunity to look this up. Because, you know, you could just say that correlation is not causation. You know, maybe this guy had stomach problems for 30 years, and just because he was taking this medication doesn't mean the medication caused the problem, you know. People who have stomach problems take stomach medications, and then they get cancer. And the reason is not because of the medication. It's because they had stomach problems to begin with. So, you know, it's kind of like you go to a fire and, you know, it's been put out. There's a lot of water there. And you say, well, you know, what causes the buildings to be destroyed is the water. Well, no, it's the fire. The water makes some, you know, additional damage, but it's the fire. So, you know, I looked this up, and indeed, it is true. And this is actually one of the reasons why we endeavor to get people off this type of medication. This type of medication is designed for, you know, say you have gastritis, maybe you've taken too many non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Advil, and you put a hole in your stomach, or maybe you've got the bacteria that causes ulcers. You take the medication for a while, okay, fine. But you're supposed to get off. And a lot of doctors put patients on these medications. They say you can stay on it for the rest of your life. And they may not even be cognizant of the research that shows that long-term use, I mean decades, is associated with a higher risk of stomach cancer. Now, it's not like, you know, 20-fold, 50-fold, but it's anywhere from 50% increase to as much as a 3- or 4-fold increase in risk, according to a new study. The study is entitled Proton Pump Inhibitors and the Risk of Gastric Cancer. The PPIs include Nexium and Protonix and et cetera. And what they say here is that it is biologically plausible. Why is that? Well, what does stomach these acid blockers do? They shut down acid production. But this causes the cells that produce gastrin, which is designed to release stomach acid, to just pump out tons and tons of gastrin. They become hyperactive, and cells that are hyperactive develop hyperplasia or excessive growth. And that excessive growth can then sometimes morph into metaplasia, which is a precancerous stage, and then cross the line to cancer in situ, carcinoma in situ, and then full-blown cancer. So, yes, it is indeed plausible, and that is a concern, and that is a strong rationale for trying to do things to help you wean off these medications. They also suspect that they destroy the microbiome, the natural balance of bacteria in your stomach and intestinal tract, and this, too, has an impact on the risk of cancer. So we endeavor to taper our patients. Patients who come to us on these proton pump inhibitors want to get off. We provide natural ways of off-ramping from dependency on these drugs. 877-726-8255, our number. Lots more in store for us. Can a positive attitude keep appendicitis patients from going under the knife? We'll find out. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrols chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrols.com. That's flavonatrols.com. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our communities when minutes matter.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk starts at 9 a.m. Saturday, October 22nd at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. Whether you like to race or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk for only $30 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenetreading.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit pregnancy resource center right here in Reading. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus immediately following the race for participants. That's the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 22nd at 9 o'clock. Sign up online today at carenet.reading.org.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Get in the action by calling 877-726-8255. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question or share a comment, whatever. Attitude is very important when it comes to recovering from illness or beating a challenging diagnosis. I just read a very, very lengthy review about the impact of stress on cancer outcomes. There's definitely a stress connection to immunity. And if you are in a highly stressed state, you may become more vulnerable to cancer. This is actually called psychoneuroimmunology. how the brain and the nervous system affect the immune system, and ultimately they may have an impact on a variety of diseases. And so it was that I found the following study very interesting. Headline, can a positive attitude keep appendicitis patients from going under the knife? So the new think on appendicitis, I mean, the old think is that if you had appendicitis, you had to have your appendix out. Your appendix was rotten, and it had to be taken out. And that is the case often. The appendix is so damaged and devitalized by chronic infection that it can't recover. But there have been a lot of studies that suggest that in a certain fraction of patients who have appendicitis, less than 50%, maybe a quarter or a third, administering antibiotics early in the course of appendicitis and then just watching to see how they do, carefully observing these patients, is safe and effective. You can always fall back to the option of taking the appendix out, but often these patients recover. And so they did a study looking at patients who received antibiotics prior to the decision to remove their appendix. And they found that patients who believed antibiotics would be completely successful had a lower risk for appendectomy. It's a fascinating study. Based on survey results, 27% of the patients felt antibiotics would be completely successful. 51% had an intermediate response. They didn't know. They said, well, yeah, they might be successful. Let's take a shot. And 22% felt that they would not be successful or were unsure. So the implication is that if you have appendicitis and your doctor decides to give you antibiotics for a few days to see if they kick in, there are a couple of ways to do that. One, your doctor can say the following. Hey, you know, there's this notion that if we give you antibiotics, it might work, but it probably won't work, but we'll give it a shot anyway. You know, giving that information to the patient, making the communication very negative or skeptical, that is sometimes referred to as a nocebo effect. It's the opposite of a placebo. Placebo means, you know, you're going to get better with this. Often it's a sugar pill, but it can be with an active ingredient, and results are better when therapies are administered with placebo. But when you say, it's not likely to work, but, you know, what the heck, they say we should do this because the hospital is going to save some money if they don't have to do an appendectomy on you, so they make me do this anyway, and, you know, you probably end up having to have your appendix out. Okay, the other way to share that information with a prospective patient for appendectomy is to say, okay, there's some new findings, they're really exciting, that you might be able to avoid the appendectomy. Now, there's no way of knowing for sure, but I'm very hopeful that this prescription that I'm giving you is going to help you avoid going under the surgeon's knife. And that would be administering the same therapy, an antibiotic prescription, with a placebo effect, a positive suggestion. And they didn't comment on how the patients were treated before their antibiotics were administered. But it turns out that there was a significant effect in terms of those who believed antibiotics would be unsuccessful or were unsure, 14% of them had successful treatment. Versus the ones who believed that antibiotics were going to be effective, 26% of them were able to avoid appendectomy. Hey, we'll take your uterus out while we're at it, no extra charge. So, writing in a journal called JAMA Surgery, the researchers said that, quote, there was a marked effect within the first 48 hours. Okay, so that suggests that, you know, if you get through that critical first 48 hours, you may be home free. So, you know, fascinating study that shows that attitude affects outcome. 877-726-8255, our number. And, you know, we talk a lot about the benefits of dietary polyphenols in coffee, black tea, green tea, red wine. Well, it turns out that chocolate is a functional food, too. The ingredient is cocoa. And if chocolate is your weakness, well, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. I've told you that I've been searching high and low for cocoa products that deliver meaningful amounts of healthy flavanols. That's the business end of the cocoa plant when it comes to health benefits. But to meet my criteria, these products have to also have great flavor and minimal sugar. So finally, eureka, I found it. Flava Naturals, with extensive research demonstrating the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. But to achieve that with regular chocolate, you need to eat 5 or more ordinary dark chocolate bars every day to match the flavanols consumed in most of these studies. But Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. Their secret is sourcing premium high flavanol cocoa beans and then processing them naturally to preserve the flavanol content. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. I threw some of the cocoa powder into my decaf prior to this broadcast. Maybe that's why I sound smarter today. Just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. Get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout at FlavaNaturals.com. All right. Been telling you about the Save Our Supplements campaign. You know, Congress is seeking to enlarge FDA's purview over supplements. And for the past couple of months, it's been an all-hands-on-deck moment. And I've urged you to go to drhoffman.com/ANH to learn how you can take action and contact your legislators and even contact the White House about this situation. Well, the good news is that for the time being, mandatory product labeling has been shelved. The Congress has had to appropriate money to fund FDA and other agencies, and they dropped the MPL provision that was tagged on rather misleadingly, because it really is not part of funding these agencies. It's just a tag along. They figured they were going to pass the bill anyway, so let's tag on a provision that's going to dramatically change the supplement landscape. Well, it failed. That's the good news. And it failed largely, I believe, due to the public outcry about this, because there are a lot of supplement users, tens of millions of them across the United States and trade groups, and they were outraged, and they wrote to their legislators. And I participated. You know, I wrote as a physician to my congresspeople and to the White House. And I did it a couple of months ago. I used the template at drhoffman.com/ANH. ANH stands for the Alliance for Natural Health. They have a helpful template there that enables you to, you can use their language or you can modify the language and then you can send it to your legislator. It actually tells you, you plug in your zip code and tell you who your legislator is. But there's only one president of the United States, so that's easy. So you just send it to, you know, President Joseph R. Biden, White House, with a message. So I did this a couple of months ago. I didn't hear anything. This week, I get a response, and I'm going to read it to you. Dear Mr. Hoffman, they missed the doctor part. Thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts about dietary supplements. Hearing from passionate individuals like you inspires me every day, and I welcome the opportunity to respond to your letter. Our country faces many challenges, and the road we will travel together will be one of the most difficult in our history. Despite these tough times, I've never been more optimistic for the future of America. I believe we are better positioned than any country in the world to lead in the 21st century, not just by the example of our power, but by the power of our example. As we move forward to address the complex issues of our time, I encourage you to remain an active participant in helping write the next great chapter of the American story. We need your courage and dedication at this critical time, and we must meet this moment together as the United States of America. If we do that, I believe that our best days still lie ahead. Signed, President Joseph R. Biden. Come on, man! This is the least personalized letter that I've ever received. The only part where they actually address my concerns is they say, thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts about dietary supplements. And then there's a boilerplate letter that is appended to this that could be a message about anything that anybody is writing about. It could be about cruelty to animals, or it could be about climate change, or it could be about taxes. It could be anything. It's the most generic response I've ever received. And it took 2 months for them to come up with this response on behalf of the president. Thank you. Thank you so much, White House, for acknowledging my concerns. Sarcasm intended. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allerc. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. I use them myself and in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is thankful for all our guests and would like you to come down and play our Thankful Tuesday $68,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Earn 4 times the entries on Sundays and Mondays. Weekly drawings Tuesdays in October and November from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners will pick 3 game pieces off the game board for free slot play. And the highest winner every half hour will win $1,000 cash. All the details are at WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. Okay, the calcium conundrum. In years past, when I was beginning my career in medicine and nutrition, it was advocated that people take a lot of calcium to protect their bones, particularly women, particularly postmenopausal women. They were told to take Tums, take 2, 3, 4 Tums per day, delivering lots of calcium. The calcium would then go to the bones, strengthen the bones, but didn't work. So calcium has lost its luster as a treatment for osteoporosis. Studies confirm that if you have osteoporosis, you can take all the calcium in the world till the cows come home, even with vitamin D, and that will not increase your bone density or slow your progression towards osteoporosis. Maybe it helps a little bit, but not that much. So why is it that something that is so inherent in bone, I mean, most of the minerals in bone, I mean, there are many different minerals, but it's a repository for calcium. Why shouldn't calcium help? Well, there's a new study which looks at the effect of increasing calcium intake earlier in life. All right? That's when you build bone. You build bone approximately until you're in your late 20s or early 30s, and then it starts to decline. And so the thought is that maybe, just maybe, if you give enough calcium early in life, it will help bone density and prevent osteoporosis. In other words, prevention versus shutting the barn door after the horses get out. So indeed, in this study, they found that increasing calcium intake earlier in life may protect against osteoporosis later in life. They say here, instead of traditionally solving problems when they occur, that is treating osteoporosis after a patient has developed osteoporosis, our research attempted to explore the effects of preventive intervention before reaching the plateau. The plateau ordinarily occurs around the age of 35, and then it's downhill for the rest of your life. They say this is quite compelling evidence that people under 35 should consider taking a calcium supplement. So this helps to resolve this
paradox that studies late in life of calcium supplementation don't seem to cut it when it comes to preventing bone loss and fractures. It may be that it needs to be undertaken earlier as a preventive measure. 877-726-8255, our number, and let me tell you about NT-Factor Lipids. You've heard me talk about NT-Factor Lipids as a support for the mitochondria. Well, there's some new research that shows that they have another attribute. They will improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients, especially those hard-to-absorb nutrients like coenzyme Q10 or curcumin, in some of the studies by more than 200%. So if you're like me, you're very particular about the supplements you take, but they can be difficult for your body to absorb. It's all about bioavailability. You've heard me talk about the energy benefits and anti-aging effects of NT-Factor, but now there's another great reason to add NT-Factor to your daily regimen. And for a limited time, you can buy one container of NT-Factor Lipids powder and get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. Get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption of benefits of NT-Factor by mixing the lipids powder in your morning smoothie. That's what I did this morning. Or on the go when you don't have a blender with the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored patented energy wafers. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Buy NT-Factor Lipids Powder. You get patented energy wafers free for a limited time, so stock up now. All right, when it comes to diabetes, it's clear that you can improve your blood sugar with diet, but there are competing claims about which diet is most efficacious. There's a keto diet with virtually no carbs, and then there's a low-carb Mediterranean diet, which is a little less stringent about carbohydrate restriction. And that diet is a little bit like the salad and salmon diet, which I've advocated for nearly three decades. Early in my career, I proposed that people eat as if the flour mill had never been invented. They can include some whole grains, and I'm not talking about whole grain Cheerios. I'm talking about real whole grains, but minimize their intake of starchy vegetables, have lots of fish, chicken, eggs, meat, and olive oil, and things that are on the Mediterranean diet, which are rich in polyphenols. Well, what they found in a study is that comparing those diets toe-to-toe, the very stringent avoidance of carbohydrates on the ketogenic diet versus the low-carb Mediterranean diet, there was no difference in hemoglobin A1C values at the end of the study. Moreover, they found that the keto diet was a little harder to sustain. People couldn't stick to it as easily. And there were also some nutrient depletions because people completely avoided legumes, fruits, and whole intact grains. So low-carb Mediterranean diet works just as well as a keto diet when it comes to improving blood sugar in pre-diabetics and people with type 2 diabetes. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
60 seconds of service.
Sometimes it's the thankfulness that you can't see. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some veterans cannot see the Stars and Stripes, but thanks to a tactile Braille American flag, they can feel what's on it. And one was dedicated to honor blind veterans. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly helped honor blind veterans with a flag of their own. Governor Kelly said, "I'm pleased and actually honored to be here and dedicate this bronze tactile Braille American flag in honor of our veterans who are blind or low visioned." VA Healthcare System CEO Rudy Klopper said, "We were just lucky on this day, on Flag Day, that we were able to connect with the veterans in the VA and get Governor Kelly out here to be able to dedicate this."
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump continuing to stump for GOP candidates around the country with about 29 days until the midterm elections. Mr. Trump led a rally in Las Vegas last night, and this evening he addressed a large, energetic crowd in Mesa, Arizona. In both appearances, pretty much the same message, blasting Democrats for their failures on inflation, the border, and gas prices.
Under Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the radical Democrat Congress, gasoline prices, congratulations, by the way, in Arizona, are up 86% in a very short period of time, and they're going higher.
Well, speaking of, AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular as of this morning was $3.91 a gallon. That's a 13-cent jump from a month ago. California has the highest at $6.33, Georgia with the cheapest at $3.22 a gallon. North Korea's fired two short-range ballistic missiles a day after it warned the redeployment of a nearby U.S. aircraft carrier was inflaming regional tensions.
The weapons test was one of many in recent weeks. Japan's Vice Defense Minister, Toshiro Ino, strongly condemned the move. North Korea's series of actions threaten the peace and stability of Japan, as well as the region and the international community, and is absolutely unacceptable. South Korea's presidential spokesperson, Kim Un-hye, emphasized the importance of outside support. "We will continue our efforts to protect our people through trilateral security cooperation between South Korea, the U.S., and Japan." Seoul warned that Pyongyang's consecutive provocations will deepen its international isolation and impact its already faltering economy. I'm Karen Chamas.
A landslide of rocks, mud, and trees fueled by flooding and days of heavy pounding rain swept through a town in central Venezuela, leaving at least 22 people dead, dozens missing. Townhall.com.
You know how much you're really paying for life insurance through work? I can almost guarantee you're overpaying for limited coverage. I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent for over 20 years. My clients are shocked to learn how expensive life insurance at work really is because of a rate that's driven up by unhealthy people. Why pay more when you don't have to? For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. I found a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a $500,000 policy, for only $18 a month. Don't procrastinate. Workplace open enrollment will be here soon. Let SelectQuote save you money and get you the coverage you need to protect your family.
For your free quote in just minutes, call 1-800-865-2266. That's 1-800-865-2266. 1-800-865-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
British government ministers imploring their conservative colleagues to rally behind their prime minister.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss has had a rocky start to her premiership. A misfiring economic plan marred Truss's tumultuous first month in office and threw her party into disarray. Cabinet Minister Nadeem Sahawi said with 2 years until the next general election, the party should start rallying behind Truss to ensure they're re-elected. The pleas for unity come as lawmakers are set to return to Parliament from a two-week break. Karen Chavez, London.
UN Security Secretary General Antonio Guterres submitted a letter to the Security Council proposing the immediate activation of a rapid action force after a plea for help from Haiti as gangs and protesters are paralyzing the country. The letter proposes the immediate activation of the force deployed by one or several member states to help Haiti's national police. More at townhall.com. The Golden State going after big oil.
California Governor Gavin Newsom calling a special session of the state legislature to pass a new tax on oil companies, saying the session will begin December 5th. Newsom accusing oil companies of price gouging. AAA says the average price for gas in California is $6.39 a gallon, and that is $2.58 higher than the national average. Newsom says he wants money from the new tax to be returned to the taxpayers. Jason Walker reporting.
Minnesota election officials are investigating six counties where duplicate names were found on voter registration lists, in one case reaching more than 300 duplicate names in a single county. The Public Interest Legal Foundation says it discovered the lists across six Minnesota counties where it filed complaints. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an excellent program for you here today. We're going to talk about, everything that you're going to need to know about when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. And then what, and more importantly, that's really super important, okay? But just as important is, what do you need to do before ever even thinking about beginning your search? Don't go out and do the old shotgun approach. You're going to waste so much time and you're not going to get it right. And so I'm going to spend most of the entire program, maybe the entire program, on all of that information. But let's kick the program off by answering the most frequently asked question that I've had in 20 years. And that question is, Steve, when is the right time to move? When should we consider moving from our home to a senior care community? It could be any level. It could be independent living, assisted living, long-term care. You may need memory care. You may not need memory care. And so you don't want to move too soon. You don't want to wait too long. And trust me on that one, you really don't want to wait too long. If there's ever a question, I would say, generally speaking, move sooner than you think you need to move. And you're probably still a little bit late, but better than waiting for a long time. So sometimes it's really, really obvious when it's time to move. There's a crisis, there's an accident, there's an unexpected health incident or issue, etc. But most of the time, it's not so obvious. May not be obvious at all, but it's on your mind. It's weighing on your mind, and you're like, oh boy, this dread, like, oh, I did not want this day to come, and I'm just putting it off, and I'm hoping for the best, and all that kind of stuff. So I like to say that the following things should at least trigger the conversation of discussing, considering moving from your home to a senior care community. And I'm going to go through these fairly quick because I want to spend a fair amount of time on what you need to do and what you need to know before ever even beginning your search. Because, look, depending on where you live, there could be dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of care options for you to consider. And that's, and guess what? That's why Senior Care Consulting, my firm, that's why we're so busy. Because people need help kind of navigating all of that and choosing the right place. So, but you can definitely do it on your own, and I'm going to talk about that today. So, number one, the number one reason to trigger that conversation of when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community, number one, when there's a safety issue, when it's no longer safe to live at home. And a few examples, leaving the stovetop burners on. A lot of these, frankly, are related to memory loss. Whether you have an official diagnosis of dementia or Alzheimer's or, you know, other, there could be other issues impacting your memory, or whether you might be really early on and you just start seeing some things slip a little bit. And you're like, okay, oh boy, I can see this coming. So, leaving the stovetop burners on and I'm just not thinking about turning them off. Obvious fire hazard there. I have all kinds of, I could spend maybe an entire segment talking about all the things I've heard on that. So, if that's an issue, just disconnect the stove, turn the electricity off, flip the breaker, unplug it, turn the gas off, et cetera, et cetera. Just take it out of play. Okay? And so, and you can deal with your food in other ways. So you can take that one out, but that's super, super common. Wandering away and not able to find your way back home. Again, dealing with memory issues. So that triggers a silver alert, and we're seeing more and more silver alerts of someone who's walked away from their house and they haven't been seen for hours and hours. Maybe more common, they drive away from their house. This happened to my own grandpa. He drove away from the house in Topeka, Kansas. He ended up about 45 minutes away in Lawrence. Not sure how he got there. He couldn't remember how to get home. And fortunately, I found him at midnight and able to get him home to safety. So that's a big, big deal. That happened before there was such a thing as a silver alert. But now that's pretty common. Every time I see a silver alert in my social media feed, I automatically click. I share it just to spread the word. And you never know, that might help someone. Usually these silver alerts end with the person okay, but tragically sometimes they do not. So that's a big deal. Malnutrition and dehydration. It's very easy for an older person living at home, especially if they're living at home alone, just to not eat properly. They're not drinking enough water and fluids, and you become, you know, malnourished, dehydrated. You can't let that go on very long. So do not turn your head. Do not put your head in the sand. Do not ignore that. You've got to take care of it. One of my clients told me, hey, Steve, I'm really worried about my dad. He doesn't eat anything except for an entire package of Oreos every single day. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Right. So that, you need to do something about that. That is not good at all. So, and sometimes they're not eating anything at all and they're not drinking enough. And this is, this can turn again into a tragic situation very quickly. These things should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Unsanitary living conditions just due to neglect or the inability to take care of yourself and your surroundings. Injuries at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. Some of those are on the little more of on the obvious side. Flying under the radar, a couple of them. This one is huge. Not taking your medications properly. Maybe you're not taking your medications on time. Maybe you're not taking your medications at all. Maybe you're mistakenly taking, you know, two pills instead of one, which could affect your blood pressure and all sorts of things. So the medication management issue is huge. And, well, isn't that a medical thing? No, it falls into the medical category, but that's a major, major safety issue. You can't let that happen. And then one that flies way under the radar, and I put it in the safety category, is elder abuse. Elder financial abuse is, guess what? The person perpetrating the elder financial abuse, they don't want to be seen. They don't want to be known about. So it flies way off the radar, way under the radar, and you need to keep an eye out for that. I've heard so many stories. It's so disgusting. And guess what? Typically, that's coming from the inner circle. Trusted family, friends, you know, long lost nieces and nephews, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Their own sons and daughters, look into that. Don't ignore it and don't think everything's okay. Trust but verify, right? So those are, I think, the main things that fall into that. No longer safe to live at home. That should definitely trigger that, that conversation. All right. So number two. I would call this a 1A, or very close number two, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. So now you have two people declining, and you just can't let that go on very long. So we're talking about your health and your well-being, so your mental health, emotional, spiritual, and, of course, your physical health and well-being. So caregivers, we place our own needs on the back burner. And we skip our own doctor's appointments and dentist appointments and all of our social engagement. And we just sink everything that we have into being the best caregiver we can have. And guess what? A lot of time, then we start to sink. And it's to our own detriment. And stress is a very powerful force. I've seen time and time again where the caregiver actually passes away before the person they're caring for because they've just been crushed by the stress and they don't take care of themselves. And you can't let that happen. That's just... that's unnecessarily tragic, and it's preventable. All right, number three, when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive, I'm a huge fan of home care. It can keep you home and independent for a very long time, but the cost of home care is just really skyrocketing, and if you need too many hours per day, it just may become too expensive, unaffordable. So it's an expense or a cost-driven issue. And then last but not least, when the care that you provide is not enough, why not consider moving, changing your role from being that caregiver, that hands-on care provider, to a care manager, meaning find a great place and then manage the care that's being provided to your loved one and make sure that they're getting the great care that they need. And you just turn into a care manager and revert back to your traditional role of the loving spouse, son or daughter or grandchild. So those are the things that should trigger that conversation. And coming up next, what you need to know before ever even thinking about beginning your search. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. When you outlive your assets, Medicaid will pay for your care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9th, 2009. Then, a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed four great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you.
They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Straw Man. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The idea of straw man is an error in logic that occurs when a person attacks a part of an argument that is different from and or weaker than their opponent's best argument. Just as a fighter might go for the weak spot of an opponent, people who argue with one another usually look for the same type of weak spot and then attack it. The problem with that, when it comes to logic, is just that, well, doing that is not logical at all. We see people in debates do this a lot. They create a false argument of their opponent and then refute that argument. It's like throwing an actual straw man on the floor and then burning it up, all the while saying that your opponent made it, when actually your opponent didn't make it in the first place. Still, debaters use the straw man argument because they know that people tend to believe anything that's repeated a lot. For more awareness about the world, listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals, and during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. Right back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When you outlive your assets, Medicaid will pay for your care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... Okay, trick question. It's neither or it could be both. It just depends. How's that for anticlimactic letdown? Oh, man, I thought it was true. I thought it was false. Well, it could be either one of those. So it 100% depends on if the community you're living in is Medicaid certified. So I had the conversation earlier this week with a client in Florida. And she said, Steve, my dad is really declining. He needs to move from his assisted living community, and she kind of described it as requiring maximum care, which is moving to the long-term care level of care, also known as a nursing home. And we talked about his payment sources. So, you know, he has his Social Security pension. He has some VA aid and attendance benefit, funding coming in, et cetera, et cetera. It's not going to be enough to pay for that nursing home level of care because that's going to be, you know, close to $9,000 a month. Don't wreck your car, by the way. Hang on to that wheel. Grip it at 10 and 2. Right? So, so $9,000, he's definitely going to be short. He can private pay for 1 month and then he's going to be Medicaid pending. And so she asked me about this particular place and I looked it up and I said, well, it looks like, you know, a pretty good option, but they're not Medicaid certified, which means they're private pay only for long-term care. Now they'll work with, you know, Medicare certified rehab, skilled nursing and rehab after a hospital stay, and they can provide that and bill Medicare. That's a very short term situation. Then long term, you have to be private pay. So that's not an option. So
again, she was doing her best, kind of shooting in the dark, had an idea of a place that was nearby, but it's not going to work because they are not Medicaid certified. So if you live your assets, will Medicaid pay for your care in a senior care community? It really does depend. And what that depends on is, does that facility, that community, do they participate in the Medicaid program? And then do you also meet some of their, maybe their unwritten policies or requirements? And what do I mean by that? Well, they may officially be Medicaid certified, but some of these places, and you're not going to find it on their website, right? And they're not going to tell you until kind of the last minute, but some of them require the ability to pay privately for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. So, oh yeah, well, yeah, we'll bill Medicaid, but you have to be able to pay, you know, the $9,000 for at least 6 months. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to accept you. Now, not all places do that. I would say more often than not, they don't. They might like to have a month or two before they deal with Medicaid, because they actually take a big price decrease as far as their reimbursement. So I explained to her, you know, the place may charge $300 a day, but they may be willing to accept $220 a day as their reimbursement in full, in total, and they write off $80 a day. So a lot of them say, well, if we're going to provide cost, the care at cost or maybe even below cost, we need a little private pay cushion on the front end to kind of balance that out, and then we'll work with that. So this just gets really complicated real, real fast. So with that little slightly bit of a trick question, what should you determine before ever even thinking about doing your search? I'm going to help you out in a gigantic way today. You can't believe how many families, and they're well-meaning, well-intended. They have a family meeting. There are several people in the family, and they're like, okay, you take this area, you take this area. Everybody go out and check out some places, and then we'll reconvene and talk about it. Okay? And so they go out, and they talk to all these places, and they very quickly figure out that they're underwater and they have no clue what they're doing, and they're getting wildly different reports and information from places that look like they should be about the same, and they're more confused now than they were before they ever started. It's incredible. So think about this. If you're looking for a house, all right, so you're looking for a house to buy. Do you just go out willy-nilly and start driving around and, oh, look, there's the house with the sign in the yard. Let's go knock on the door. Is that how you look for a house? And the answer is a big, obvious no. That's not how anyone looks for a house. Usually, you're going to have to figure out, okay, this is approximately where we want to live location-wise. This is our budget. This is the type of house or the style of house. This is the school district we want to live in, or whatever the parameters are. We want to live in a ranch style one floor house where we want a two story. We want a split level. Whatever it is, this is about the size of the house. We need at least so many bedrooms and so many bathrooms. So you put together kind of a list of parameters before you ever even think about doing your search. So we're going to do, so why would you treat finding a senior care community any different? And I think a lot of folks just panic, and frankly, they're really, really over their head. So again, this information is going to help you in a major way. So what to determine before ever even thinking about beginning your search? Number one, we must know and we must identify what level of care we need. What level of care do we need today? And then what I do with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, is I try to anticipate our needs in the future. What will we need or might we need in the future? And then I take that into consideration with my clients through Senior Care Consulting. So, well, what is a level of care, Steve? Is that what you call memory care? No, memory care is not a level of care. So I probably just completely rocked the world of a whole bunch of salespeople in senior care communities right now. Well, what do you mean? Memory care is not a level of care, period. a level of care, the way I look at this, and I speak in just very black and white terms here, very transparent. The level of care is tied to your licensure. That's the easiest way to do this and not be confusing. I think sometimes some of these people out in some of these places are intentionally confusing. All right, that'll be for another show. So your level of care related to your licensure. So are you licensed as a long-term care provider, also known as a nursing home, skilled nursing facility, et cetera, et cetera? In Kansas, they call that a nursing facility in technical terms. Okay, are you licensed to provide assisted living level of care? Are you licensed as a residential care level of care provider? Are you licensed as a home plus provider or an intermediate care facility? So your licensure outlines very clearly the left lane and the right lane and what you can and cannot provide. So what level of care do you need? That's the first thing you need to know. And coming up next, I'm going to break this down even further. You do not want to miss this.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Power Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Message to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
Here's Guy Powell, founder of ProRelevant.
The two things that are clearly important are the number of visits you get and then how much engagement. So does that visitor stay for 1 minute, 10 minutes, or 10 seconds? That's pretty critical. And then being able to see that activity right after you did something. So if we send out a direct mail, or if we send out an email, or we did a series of social posts or whatever, to be able to see whether there was an up or down in activity, that kind of reflected the timing of those marketing actions that you did.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so back to the huge topic, what to determine before ever thinking about beginning your search for senior care community. And just a few minutes ago, I talked about we have to know, first and foremost, what level of care do we need? Well, to know that, you need to know what levels of care provide. So kind of the big issue out there is everyone just kind of uses some of these terms as kind of generically, should not be used generically. We'll just go to assisted living. Well, do you know what assisted living provides? And is that really the best fit for your needs? So assisted living, very quickly, is a social model. It's not a medical model. It's a social model where they provide a lot of support for you. So in an assisted living community, they can help you minimally or fully with your ADLs, activities of daily living. So they can help you with your dressing, bathing, grooming, using the restroom. They can distribute your medications, again, which we talked about earlier in the program, super important. They make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration, so they provide all of that for you. You don't have to even worry about that. They can provide incontinence support to a point, and all of them seem to be a little different. Some places will barely help with that. Some places will help a lot with that, and everything in between. There's a full slate of social engagement, a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement, quality of life. Doctors come in to visit you, et cetera, for, you know, some basic checkups and that sort of thing. You usually go out to see your specialists. There's transportation to some activities, et cetera. So there's a lot of support, but they're not going to get into managing catheter care and providing wound care and providing a two-person transfer. If a person is weakened to the point where it takes two people or maybe even a mechanical lift to move you from point A to point B, the vast majority of assisted living communities, they can't do that. It's over the line. A few of them can do these things, but most of them don't. Diabetic management with insulin injections. All right. A few can do that because they have an LPN on staff round the clock. They can manage that. If it's a brittle diabetic where you need a lot of monitoring and a lot of injections, they may not even be able to do that. Even if they're staffed to provide insulin injections. If it's basic diabetic management, a few of them can, but anything more than that, forget about it. You need to move to that next higher level of care, which is long-term care, also known as a nursing home.
to most people is still called a nursing home. So I don't play the games. I use both terms so I can communicate effectively. That is a medical model where they provide all of the support that an assisted living community would, plus full medical care, wound care, catheter care, pain management, diabetic management with insulin injections, two-person transfers, tube feeding, maybe even IV therapy. So it gets into medical issues, plus, of course, your daily, everyday care, your activities of daily living. So you need to really understand that before going to this next step. Maybe we need residential care, which is assisted living, generally speaking, assisted living on the lighter side of assisted living. So some of that daily support of those activities of daily living, but the resident's a little more independent, again, generally speaking, and may not need quite as much oversight, they don't need quite as much care, but they need a little bit of help because they can't really do all this totally on their own. Right. And there's some other levels of care, but the bottom line is your level of care is related to your licensure, and your licensure says exactly what you can and should and must provide. And that's it. So level of care, you got to know that. And then what type of care do you need within that level of care? So this again, I break this down in black and white. I have explained this so many times to so many people. And every time when I explain this, you know what I hear? Well, Steve, that makes sense to me, and that's the most clear explanation I've ever heard. My attorney didn't explain it like that. The nurse at the hospital didn't explain that. The person at the senior care community I'm talking to, they didn't explain it like that. All of it was very confusing. Okay? So I'm just telling you, this is how it needs to be looked at. And I'm going to spend years and years on the radio trying to standardize this approach within a huge, giant industry. Wish me luck on that, okay? So the type of care do you need? I just call it general care. Just general, everyday care at the assisted living level, or the nursing home level, or the residential care facility level, or the home plus level, or the intermediate care facility level. Just general, everyday care. Maybe that's what you need. Well, what if you have memory issues? What if you have dementia, Alzheimer's, memory issues that would be a residual issue caused by a stroke? It could be memory issues related to the Parkinson's disease progression, right? There are lots and lots of things that could cause memory issues, memory-related issues. What if you need memory care? Well, Steve, this assisted living facility said that, you know, they have memory care, and they kind of implied that that's kind of the next higher level of care. That's kind of like that nursing home level of care that you've mentioned before. No, it's not. It's memory care provided at that assisted living level where they help you with those activities of daily living. It's just a special type of care for residents with cognitive impairment. You see how simple this is to break down? So maybe at that assisted living community, or it could be any of these, long-term care, etc., they have general everyday care. Maybe they offer memory care, again, which is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. Skilled nursing and rehab, that's a type of care. But guess what? That one's only offered at one level of care. You can only find that in long-term care, also known as a nursing home. You cannot get skilled nursing and rehab in an assisted living community because guess what? The licensure does not allow for that. See, it all ties back to the licensure. Okay? Whereas memory care, you could have that in all five levels of care because it's just a special type of care. Does that make sense? What about mental health care? What about hospice care, respite care? So again, before ever thinking about conducting your search, you need to know that level of care tied to licensure that says exactly what they can and cannot provide. And then you need to know what type of care you need. General care within that level. Do I need just general everyday care? Do I need memory care? Do I need skilled nursing and rehab, mental health care, hospice care, respite care? And you have to figure this stuff out. So guess what? In my firm, Senior Care Consulting, this is the first step when we engage with our clients is we conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment to determine all of this before ever even thinking about researching the market to determine our top options. You have to know what you're looking for before you start to look for it, before you go out and search for it, right? So level of care and type of care. So let's complicate this a little bit more. How are you going to pay for it? The third thing that we need to know before beginning our search is the payment method. All of this stuff will leave you in sticker shock. Can't candy coat it. And let me just throw a little sticker shock in here. Home care services, non-medical in-home assistance, super, super valuable service. It can help you remain independent at home for a really long time before having to move out of your home that maybe you've lived in for decades and you love your home and you're comfortable in your home and you don't want to leave your home. Bring in a home care provider and they can really, really help in a major way. However, it's come to my attention that there's been very recently a major cost increase in home care. Okay, and so we're talking about it used to be 20, 22, 25, you know, maybe upwards of close to $30 an hour a month. Yeah, an hour, right? And it's worth every penny. Now, some of the places that were $28, $29, maybe even $30 an hour, for the places that really do it right, that have great staffing, maybe even provide a little bit of care management or case management services as a value-added bonus, these places are now charging $37, $38, $40 an hour. And why is that? Well, there's severe staffing shortage. There was already a shortage, and now it's even worse. And so they're charging, they're having to pay their staff a lot more to provide that care. So that drives the price up. So on the other side, I'll continue to review the payment methods, and then we'll wrap this whole thing up, what you must determine before ever even thinking about searching for a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Converting others. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. For many, if not most people, believing something isn't enough. Instead, they tend to feel compelled to convert others to also believe what they believe. Now, you might project that I'm talking solely about religion, but I'm not. This actually applies to any belief whatsoever. When we believe something, whether it's our thoughts about the world, politics, our ideas on relationships, and of course also religion, we tend to believe that if we can convince others to agree with us, then we are now putting our faith in facts, rather than understanding that beliefs, by definition, are not facts. Look, you're free to believe whatever you want to believe, but hopefully you understand that even if you convince all the people in the world to share your beliefs are still beliefs, not facts. The more you recognize this, the less compelled you'll likely feel to convert others to your way of thinking. For more on life, download my podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so what to determine before ever even thinking about beginning your search? You must know the level of care, the type of care, and the payment method. I got off on a little bit of a tangent on home care, and that's a little bit out of the box, but I was talking about just the cost. All of the cost is just increasing, just skyrocketing, and that is driven by a catastrophic, what I'm calling now a catastrophic shortage of staffing. So to attract the best staff from a very limited pool, you have to pay more. And then guess what? That increases the final cost because it's all driven by, you know, the cost of the staffing and a few other things. So how are you going to pay for your senior care community? If you hear the term private pay, that means you're just paying from your own resources. You're writing a check and you're paying from your own resources. Just very simple. Medicare or Medicaid, are you going to have a payment method there? You're going to, how many times have I heard, hey Steve, you know, dad needs long-term care and he's got the best Medicare coverage that money can buy. So we're set. And then I have to be the bad guy, the bearer of bad news. I'm like, Medicare does not pay for long-term care. What? What are you talking about? No, Steve. We've got the best policy. We'll pay a penny if you go to the hospital and all that stuff. Yeah, that's true. And that's fantastic. But that is only for your health care.
living in a nursing home or in a long-term care community for the long term, not for skilled nursing and rehab, but to live there and receive daily custodial care, that is not covered by your Medicare, period. And I just deflated a whole lot of people out there, okay? But I'm just telling you the truth, okay? And I'm trying to educate. The mission of this program is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. So all of this is, everything we do is always tied to that mission. Okay, so private pay, Medicare, very limited. It's an excellent benefit, but very limited to what it's going to pay for. And then Medicaid, I spoke at length last week about how to qualify for Medicaid, what it pays for, and went into all of the intricacies of that. And then maybe you are one of the fortunate wise individuals that bought a long-term care insurance policy. I've talked about that on the program. That can definitely help pay for all of these different levels of care and types of care. And then the VA aid and attendance. I spoke a little bit about that last week. So it pays veterans and spouses, the surviving spouses of a deceased veteran, a lot of money every month to help offset the cost of this high cost of senior care. So you have to know the level of care. You have to know the type of care. And then you have to know, how are you going to pay for this? Okay. And then you need to define your location parameters. How far are you willing to drive for the best care? And I ask that to my clients all the time. I ask the question, you know, how far out can we look? And if they say, well, we're only willing to drive two blocks. Okay. When they never say that, but I'm like, okay, that's a little too restrictive. So how far out can we realistically look? Which that ties to, how far are you willing to drive to see your loved one in order for us to find an excellent senior care community that will provide the best care possible for your loved one? So you need to have that determined. Okay. But we all want to be as close as possible, right? But how reasonably close can we be and to find the best care? And then last but not least, personal preferences and needs. So most people don't have anything so specific that we need to note, but I always ask, and sometimes I'll find out, some dietary issue, or, you know, Steve, your mother's played piano for decades, and it is really deeply meaningful to her to be able to make music and create music, and it's just part of her DNA at this point. Okay, well, guess what? I'm a musician, so I totally get that. So let's make sure that we have a place that has a piano where mother can go and play the piano, and it just fills her soul, and it's a big, big, huge deal. So that would fall into the category of a personal preference or need. So again, what you must determine before beginning your search: what level of care do you need, what type of care, payment methods, location, and personal preferences and needs. And once you've determined that, then and only then should you go out into your area to start to look for senior care communities meeting that criteria. And I call that, in my business of senior care consulting, I call it building a care profile. So how about that? All right, a quick bit of news.
And now, senior care in the news. A news report from Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
All right, so this one is from McKnight Senior Living, and just a lot of great information from that source. But the headline, tens of thousands of nursing home caregivers could lose their jobs this week, and that's from the American Healthcare Association. Tens of thousands of nursing home caregivers could lose their job this week if CMS, that's Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, does not reissue a blanket waiver, said the American Healthcare Association. Reissuance of the waiver would allow U.S. nursing homes to employ temporary nurse aides, or TNAs, during and beyond the COVID-19 public health emergency. And then, quote, temporary nursing aides really stepped up during the pandemic to serve our nation's seniors in their hour of need, and now they're on pins and needles waiting to hear if they'll have a job come the end of the week. And that's from the AHCA president, Mark Parkinson. It's time to cut the red tape and bring certainty to these heroic caregivers and their residents who have come to rely on them. Okay? Nursing home workforce levels are at an almost 30-year low. That's why I used the word catastrophic just a short while ago. That's according to the AHCA, which also said that the facilities have lost more than 220,000 caregivers over the course of the pandemic. All right, so to our government, look, it's time to cut the red tape. It's time to do something about this. Look, we are very far away from the pinnacle of the COVID-19 public health emergency. It's time to start relaxing these things. This is a catastrophic, self-imposed issue. So you've got to fix it. Look, the President of the United States as recently as a couple of weeks ago declared the pandemic is over. So stop playing politics, get off of the whole power kick, and let's get back to normal to where we can start employing great people to take care of our vulnerable senior population in all of these different levels of care. This is ridiculous, and I'm pretty done with it. So I wanted to share that news bit with you. This could actually get worse in the near future, in the immediate future. And it's got to stop. All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump headlined a rally in Mesa, Arizona Sunday night, reminding voters what the Democrats have done over the past 2 years.
Inflation is costing the typical Arizona family almost $1,000 a month. Think of that, over $11,000 a year.
It was the second rally in as many days for the former president. Saturday night, he headlined an event in Las Vegas where he said gas and food prices have increased a lot since President Biden took office.
Under Democrat rule, the price of gas in Nevada is up 100% from the days of the Trump administration. 2 years ago, think of it, 2 years ago, everything was so good in our country, and now it's going to pieces, it's falling apart. You now have gasoline $5 today, $5.54 a gallon. It was $1.87 a couple of years ago.
In November, a third of the Senate will be up for grabs, as usual. Utah Republican Mike Lee says if he's reelected, he'll push back against the kind of Democrat spending policies he said have led to record high inflation.
Inflation has exactly one source, exactly one cause. It is always, perpetually, unavoidably, excessive federal spending. That's it. We brought in $4 trillion last year, record revenue. We spent nearly $7 trillion. That's why we have inflation.
Lee was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. Hurricane Julia hit Nicaragua's Caribbean coast, dumping a heavy dose of rain across Central America ahead of an expected reemergence over the Pacific. Julia hit as a Category 1 hurricane earlier this morning with maximum sustained winds of 85 miles an hour. By early afternoon, winds had dipped to tropical storm force of 50. More at townhall.com.
Zagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
North Korea's reportedly test-fired yet another missile.
South Korea and Japan are both reporting a possible launch. The South Korean military says North Korea fired a ballistic missile towards its eastern waters early Sunday, but offered no further details. The Japanese Coast Guard is warning ships about falling objects and urging them to stay away. The launch would be North Korea's sixth round of weapons tests in 2 weeks. It comes hours after the U.S. and South Korea wrapped up a new round of naval drills off the Korean Peninsula's east coast, these involving the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. I'm Ben Thomas.
Heavy rains pounded much of Thailand early Sunday, causing widespread flooding in the northeast and central regions. Some 20,000 people have been moved into dozens of temporary shelters as floodwaters overwhelmed more than 1,000 villages. No reports, though, of any fatalities. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The House Ethics Committee revealed on Friday that it's investigating outgoing New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney, the chair of the Oversight and Reform Committee, though the details of the probe remain unknown.
The committee said it received a referral from the Office of Congressional Ethics on June 23rd, and that the top lawmakers in the group jointly decided to extend the matter. The OCE is an independent watchdog that investigates lawmaker behavior and refers cases to the House Ethics Committee. Once the Ethics Committee receives a referral from the OCE, it has 45 days to review the matter. The group noted, however, that a referral or extension does not indicate wrongdoing by a lawmaker. The committee said it will announce its course of action for Maloney on or before November 21st. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A new poll finds that if elections were held for Congress right now, 47% of likely voters would vote for the Republican candidate. 43% say they'd vote Democrat. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means we're going to share all the important news on the health front with you. The best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, we put those together and we call it intelligent medicine. Take a critical look at everything that's happening on the medical front and look behind the headlines, which are often highly dumbed down. 877-726-8255, our number, and we're going to take some of your calls shortly. We invite you to come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question or share a comment. Everything's fair game. Nutrition, high-tech medicine. You got a medical dilemma you want me to tackle? 877-726-8255, our number. And we got a lot of amazing stories to share with you. It's been a very rich week on the health and nutrition front. A fascinating story about how a positive attitude may help you avert surgery for appendicitis. This is just mind-blowing. Also, we're going to take a look at why niacin, which lowers cholesterol and raises HDL and lowers triglycerides to boot, why it doesn't work for cardiovascular protection. Finally been elucidated. 877-726-8255. Also, it's baseball playoffs, and in the background on the TV that's in our studio, I've got one of the playoff games on for background TV. Yeah, like a little background TV while I'm broadcasting. It's not usually too distracting, except, well, if Aaron Judge hits a home run, you may hear me issue a yelp. But fortunately, they're not playing today. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's a fascinating story about omega-3 supplementation. There has been a lot of research on omega-3s and brain health. And clearly, omega-3s may play a big role in terms of children's brain health. And in particular, if mom consumes a lot of omega-3s, EPA and DHA, and transfers the omega-3s via the placenta to the growing infant, the growing infant may have improved concentration and focus and may have a slightly increased IQ. And then there are studies that look at the other extreme, which is patients who are elderly. And those studies seem to be a little bit equivocal. It's unclear if you're experiencing cognitive decline, if taking lots of omega-3 is going to slow that cognitive decline. Some studies say yay, some studies say nay. But it's hard to do those studies, make sure that everybody's been taking their EPA and DHA supplements or that they're truthfully recording their diets, which may record high intake of omega-3 from oily fish, for example, salmon, mackerel, tuna, etc., that it's a little hard to determine if it really makes a difference at the end of life. But here's a big study that's appearing all over the medical news this week. Midlife omega-3 levels tied to brain structure and cognition. Okay. The point here is that it may be ultra important to have a lot of omega-3s when you're a young person, when childhood, adolescence, in your 20s and 30s, because it can make a big difference for you in your 40s and going forward. And what they're saying here is that it may be that the reason that some of the studies that look at older individuals and they give them omega-3s for a short time, a few months, or maybe even a few years, the results are not that sensational. It may be that they've already had so much brain deterioration that it no longer seems to make a difference. So in this study, they looked at what is called hippocampal volume. And the hippocampus is a part of the brain that looks like a seahorse. And I guess the word in Latin or Greek, it is, I can't get those straight, for a horse is hippo. That's why a hippopotamus, they thought it was a kind of a horse when they first discovered those crazy animals in Africa. But the hippocampus is a structure that actually looks not like a horse, but it looks like a seahorse. It's kind of a curlicue structure in the brain. It's very tiny, but it is the seat of memory in the brain. And if your hippocampus shrinks, well, then you're in trouble because you can't really remember that well. And if your hippocampus volume is maintained, well, then your memory is hence preserved. And there are actually some studies that suggest that chronic marijuana smoking shrinks the hippocampus. And that is kind of disconcerting, especially in view of the fact that they're legalizing it all over the country, and younger and younger kids are imbibing pot, and they may lead to long-term, short-term memory loss for individuals who are chronic pot smokers. But when it comes to omega-3s, the opposite may be the case, because in this study, they looked at 2,200 people, average age of 46, and they did blood tests. And these are routine blood tests that we can perform, especially in integrative doctors' offices. We've been doing it for years, although it's a test that's often ignored by conventional doctors. It may or may not be covered by insurance, and that's part of the reason, but for a relatively small amount of dollars, you can get your omega-3s assessed in your red blood cells. That's important because where the omega-3s live is not in the plasma. They live in the membranes of your cells. And, yeah, you can stick a needle in and you can pull out some fat cells and you can look at their membranes, but that's painful and invasive. And one way you can get at the membrane incorporation of omega-3s is by looking at your red blood cells. They incorporate omega-3s in their cell membranes. So they look at the content of EPA and DHA, those are the main components of omega-3s, and what is called an omega-3 index. That's the ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s. That's an all-important index when it comes to health and longevity and freedom from cardiovascular disease. And a higher omega-3 index, and we kind of like to see that index higher than about 8, maybe even in double digits. The average American has an omega-3 index that is lower, in the low single digits. What they found is that in these individuals, a higher omega-3 index was associated with a larger hippocampal volume and better abstract reasoning. And they even looked at people who had what's called the APOE4 gene, the so-called Alzheimer's gene, that highly predisposes to cognitive decline. And even in those individuals, a higher omega-3 index showed a lower white matter hyperintensity burden. Okay, these little specks that you see in the brain on an MRI, that's a white matter hyperintensity, so-called UBIs, unidentified bright objects in the brain. They don't necessarily mean that you've had a stroke, but they're areas of inflammation and brain cell death. Well, if you look at the brain of an APOE4 sufferer, it's filled with these bright spots, but the higher levels of omega-3 seem to protect against it. They say that both DHA and EPA are metabolized into bioactive molecules involved in neurogenesis, the development of new neurons, neurotransmission, the transmission of nerve impulses from neuron to neuron across synapses, and also reduction in inflammation. Very cool. So they say that studies in older individuals may be hampered in part by interventions that are deemed too late in the course of the disease being Alzheimer's or the onset of dementia, when individuals may have already experienced significant neuronal damage. So all three omega-3 predictors were tied to better abstract reasoning test scores. So, yeah, the conclusion is that this is in line with current dietary guidelines to consume at least 2 servings of fish per week to improve cardiovascular health. And you can add on with supplementation, which I do routinely. Been doing it since I've been very young. These results need to be confirmed with additional research, but they say it's exciting that omega-3 levels could play a role in improving cognitive function. So keep that hippocampus healthy. 877-726-8255, our number. We await your phone calls on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD Plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk starts at 9 a.m. Saturday, October 22nd at Turtle Bay, and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. Whether you like to race or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk for only $30 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenetreading.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit pregnancy resource center right here in Reading. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus immediately following the race for participants. That's the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 22nd at 9 o'clock. Sign up online today at carenet.reading.org.
regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And keep in mind that number is available to you during the program, but also when we're not on the air, 24-7, 365. So if a question should occur to you anytime, say it's Tuesday night, 10 o'clock, something comes up, you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I had a question for you, which, if you can verify that's true, it might be an alert for your audience. My brother has been diagnosed with stomach cancer, and the way he was diagnosed is he went to an endoscopic surgeon, and she took out biopsies. And so one of the questions we had for her is, why did he get stomach cancer? What happened? And she said that because he's been taken stomach pills for about 30 years, the one he's taken is pantoprazole, that it causes changes in your stomach environment and it allows cells to do things they wouldn't be able to do otherwise and develop cancer in the lining of your stomach. So then we went to his surgeon that's going to take his, he has to have his stomach removed now. So I went to the stomach surgeon and I asked her the same exact question without telling her I'd asked the first person. And she gave the same response. That's because of taking these stomach pills for all these years. Is this true? Two doctors said it so far. And if it is, it's something your audience might want to know, because we had no idea that was the risk that he was exposed to. Thank you. Yep. Really appreciate your help.
That is just a wonderful question. And I actually, you know, since this is a recorded call, I had an opportunity to look this up. Because, you know, you could just say that correlation is not causation. You know, maybe this guy had stomach problems for 30 years, and just because he was taking this medication doesn't mean the medication caused the problem. You know, people who have stomach problems take stomach medications, and then they get cancer, and the reason is not because of the medication, it's because they had stomach problems to begin with. So, you know, it's kind of like you go to a fire, and, you know, it's been put out, there's a lot of water there, and you say, well, you know, what causes the buildings to be destroyed is the water. Well, no, it's the fire. The water makes some, you know, additional damage, but it's the fire. So, you know, I looked this up, and indeed, it is true. And this is actually one of the reasons why we endeavor to get people off this type of medication. This type of medication is designed for, you know, say you have gastritis, maybe you've taken too many non-steroidal inflammatory drugs like Advil and you put a hole in your stomach, or maybe you've got the bacteria that causes ulcers. You take the medication for a while, okay, fine. But you're supposed to get off. And a lot of doctors put patients on these medications. They say you can stay on it for the rest of your life. And they may not even be cognizant of the research that shows that long-term use, I mean decades, is associated with a higher risk of stomach cancer. Now, it's not like, you know, 20-fold, 50-fold, but it's anywhere from 50% increase to as much as a 3- or 4-fold increase in risk, according to a new study. The study is entitled Proton Pump Inhibitors and the Risk of Gastric Cancer. The PPIs include Nexium and Protonix and et cetera. And what they say here is that it is biologically plausible. Why is that? Well, what does stomach these acid blockers do? They shut down acid production. But this causes the cells that produce gastrin, which is designed to release stomach acid, to just pump out tons and tons of gastrin. They become hyperactive, and cells that are hyperactive develop hyperplasia or excessive growth. And that excessive growth can then sometimes morph into metaplasia, which is a precancerous stage, and then cross the line to cancer in situ, carcinoma in situ, and then full-blown cancer. So, yes, it is indeed plausible, and that is a concern, and that is a strong rationale for trying to do things to help you wean off these medications. They also suspect that they destroy the microbiome, the natural balance of bacteria in your stomach and intestinal tract, and this, too, has an impact on the risk of cancer. So we endeavor
to taper our patients. Patients who come to us on these proton pump inhibitors want to get off. We provide natural ways of off-ramping from dependency on these drugs. 877-726-8255, our number. Lots more in store for us. Can a positive attitude keep appendicitis patients from going under the knife? We'll find out. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and order, just go to Flavonatrals.com. That's Flavonatrals.com. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon just announced Prime Early Access Sale for Prime members on October 11th and 12th. giving them exclusive early access to hundreds of thousands of holiday deals and savings before anyone else. Members can score deep discounts on Amazon's first ever top 100 list, which will feature a curated selection of the best holiday deals on products across categories, including Amazon devices, beauty, toys, fashion, home, and electronics. Members can prepare in advance by creating personalized deal alerts and asking Alexa to notify them about deals once they're live. Prime Early Access Sale will run for 48 hours, with the festivities starting at 12 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on October 11th and 12th. Not a Prime member yet? Customers can join Prime or start a free 30-day trial at Amazon.com/Prime to participate.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Get in the action by calling 877-726-8255. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question or share a comment, whatever. Attitude is very important when it comes to recovering from illness or beating a challenging diagnosis. I just read a very, very lengthy review about the impact of stress on cancer outcomes. There's definitely a stress connection to immunity. And if you are in a highly stressed state, you may become more vulnerable to cancer. This is actually called psychoneuroimmunology, how the brain and the nervous system affect the immune system, and ultimately they may have an impact on a variety of diseases. And so it was that I found the following study very interesting. Headline, can a positive attitude keep appendicitis patients from going under the knife? So the new think on appendicitis, the old think is that if you had appendicitis, you had to have your appendix out. Your appendix was rotten, and it had to be taken out. And that is the case often. The appendix is so damaged and devitalized by chronic infection that it can't recover. But there have been a lot of studies that suggest that in a certain fraction of patients who have appendicitis, less than 50%, maybe a quarter or a third, administering antibiotics early in the course of appendicitis, and then just watching to see how they do, carefully observing these patients, is safe and effective. You can always fall back to the option of taking the appendix out, but often these patients recover. And so they did a study looking at patients who received antibiotics prior to the decision to remove their appendix. And they found that patients who believed antibiotics would be completely successful had a lower risk for appendectomy. It's a fascinating study. Based on survey results, 27% of the patients felt antibiotics would be completely successful. 51% had an intermediate response. In other words, they didn't know. They said, well, yeah, they might be successful. Let's take a shot. And 22% felt that they would not be successful or were unsure. So the implication is that if you have appendicitis and your doctor decides to give you antibiotics for a few days to see if they kick in, there are a couple of ways to do that. One, your doctor can say the following. Hey, you know, there's this notion that if we give you antibiotics, it might work, but it probably won't work, but we'll give it a shot anyway. You know, giving that information to the patient, making the communication very negative or skeptical, that is sometimes referred to as a nocebo effect. It's the opposite of a placebo. Placebo means, you're going to get better with this. Often it's a sugar pill, but it can be with an active ingredient, and results are better when therapies are administered with placebo. But when you say it's not likely to work, but, you know, what the heck. They say we should do this because the hospital's going to save some money if they don't have to do an appendectomy on you. So they make me do this anyway, and, you know, you probably end up having to have your appendix out. Okay, the other way to share that information with a prospective patient for appendectomy is to say, okay, there's some new findings. They're really exciting that you might be able to avoid the appendectomy. Now, there's no way of knowing for sure, but I'm very hopeful that this prescription that I'm giving you is going to help you avoid going under the surgeon's knife. And that would be administering the same therapy, an antibiotic prescription, with a placebo effect, a positive suggestion. And they didn't comment on how the patients were treated before their antibiotics were administered. But it turns out that there was a significant effect in terms of those who believed antibiotics would be unsuccessful or were unsure, 14% of them had successful treatment versus the ones who believed that antibiotics were going to be effective, 26% of them were able to avoid appendectomy. Hey, we'll take your uterus out while we're at it. No extra charge. So writing in a journal called JAMA Surgery, the researchers said that, quote, there was a market effect within the first 48 hours. Okay? So that suggests that, you know, if you get through that critical first 48 hours, you may be home free. So, you know, fascinating study that shows that attitude affects outcome. 877-726-8255, our number. And, you know, we talk a lot about the benefits of dietary polyphenols in coffee, black tea, green tea, red wine. Well, it turns out that chocolate is a functional food, too. The ingredient is cocoa. And if chocolate is your weakness, well, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. I've told you that I've been searching high and low for cocoa products that deliver meaningful amounts of healthy flavanols. That's the business end of the cocoa plant when it comes to health benefits. But to meet my criteria, these products have to also have great flavor and minimal sugar. So finally, eureka, I found it. Flava Naturals, with extensive research demonstrating the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. But to achieve that with regular chocolate, you need to eat 5 or more ordinary dark chocolate bars every day to match the flavanols consumed in most of these studies. But Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. Their secret is sourcing premium high flavanol cocoa beans and then processing them naturally to preserve the flavanol content. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. I threw some of the cocoa powder into my decaf prior to this broadcast. Maybe that's why I sound smarter today. Just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. Get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout at FlavaNaturals.com. All right. I've been telling you about the Save Our Supplements campaign. You know, Congress is seeking to enlarge FDA's purview over supplements. And for the past couple of months, it's been an all-hands-on-deck moment. And I've urged you to go to drhoffman.com/ANH to learn how you can take action and contact your legislators and even contact the White House about this situation. Well, the good news is that for the time being, mandatory product labeling has been shelved. The Congress has had to appropriate money to fund FDA and other agencies, and they dropped the MPL provision that was tagged on rather misleadingly, because it really is not part of the, it's not part of funding these agencies. It's just a tag along. They figured they were going to pass the bill anyway, so let's tag on a provision that's going to dramatically change the supplement landscape. Well, it failed. That's the good news. And it failed largely, I believe, due to the public outcry about this, because there are a lot of supplement users, tens of millions of them across the United States and trade groups, and they were outraged, and they wrote to their legislators. And I participated. I wrote as a physician to my congresspeople and to the White House. And I did it a couple of months ago. I used the template at drhoffman.com/ANH. ANH stands for the Alliance for Natural Health. They have a helpful template there that enables you to, you can use their language or you can modify the language and then you can send it to your legislator. It actually tells you, you plug in your zip code and tell you who your legislator is. But there's only one president in the United States, so that's easy. So you just send it to, President Joseph R. Biden, White House, with a message. So I did this a couple of months ago. I didn't hear anything. This week, I get a response. And I'm going to read it to you. Dear Mr. Hoffman, they missed the doctor part. Thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts about dietary supplements. Hearing from passionate individuals like you inspires me every day, and I welcome the opportunity to respond to your letter. Our country faces many challenges, and the road we will travel together will be one of the most difficult in our history. Despite these tough times, I've never been more optimistic for the future of America. I believe we are better positioned than any country in the world to lead in the 21st century, not just by the example of our power, but by the power of our example. As we move forward to address the complex issues of our time, I encourage you to remain an active participant in helping write the next great chapter of the American story. We need your courage and dedication at this critical time, and we must meet this moment together as the United States of America. If we do that, I believe that our best days still lie ahead. Signed, President Joseph R. Biden. Come on, man! This is the least personalized letter that I've ever received. The only part where they actually address my concerns is they say, thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts about dietary supplements. And then there's a boilerplate letter that is appended to this that could be a message about anything that anybody is writing about. It could be about cruelty to animals, or it could be about climate change, or it could be about taxes. It could be anything. It's the most generic response I've ever received. And it took 2 months for them to come up with this response on behalf of the president. Thank you. Thank you so much, White House, for acknowledging my concerns. Sarcasm intended. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allerc. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. I use them myself and in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Equivocation. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Understanding philosophical fallacies is critical for figuring out whether or not your arguments are logical or simply rooted in belief. Equivocation is the philosophical fallacy that occurs when the same word is used with 2 or more different meanings. For example, success can mean many things. What one person considers success just simply isn't what you might define as success. The solution? Well, at least in this case, clearly define what success is to you, and then go after it like your hair is on fire. You have one life, and this, today, right now, is your opportunity to seek your success. Don't get caught up in a logical fallacy. Unequivocally, go after what you want. For inspiration, motivation, and personal growth, download Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. Okay, the calcium conundrum. In years past, when I was beginning my career in medicine and nutrition, it was advocated that people take a lot of calcium to protect their bones, particularly women, particularly postmenopausal women. They were told to take Tums, take 2, 3, 4 Tums per day, delivering lots of calcium. The calcium would then go to the bones, strengthen the bones, but it didn't work. So
calcium has lost its luster as a treatment for osteoporosis. Studies confirm that if you have osteoporosis, you can take all the calcium in the world till the cows come home, even with vitamin D, and that will not increase your bone density or slow your progression towards osteoporosis. Maybe it helps a little bit, but not that much. So why is it that something that is so inherent in bone, I mean, most of the minerals in bone, I mean, there are many different minerals, but it's a repository for calcium. Why shouldn't calcium help? Well, there's a new study which looks at the effect of increasing calcium intake earlier in life. All right? That's when you build bone. You build bone approximately until you're in your late 20s or early 30s, and then it starts to decline. And so the thought is that maybe, just maybe, if you give enough calcium early in life, it will help bone density and prevent osteoporosis. In other words, prevention versus shutting the barn door after the horses get out. So indeed, in this study, they found that increasing calcium intake earlier in life may protect against osteoporosis later in life. They say here, instead of traditionally solving problems when they occur, that is treating osteoporosis after a patient has developed osteoporosis, our research attempted to explore the effects of preventive intervention before reaching the plateau. The plateau ordinarily occurs around the age of 35, and then it's downhill for the rest of your life. They say, this is quite compelling evidence that people under 35 should consider taking a calcium supplement. So this helps to resolve this paradox that studies late in life of calcium supplementation don't seem to cut it when it comes to preventing bone loss and fractures. It may be that it needs to be undertaken earlier as a preventive measure. 877-726-8255, our number, and let me tell you about NT Factor Lipids. You've heard me talk about NT Factor Lipids as a support for the mitochondria. Well, there's some new research that shows that they have another attribute. They will improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients, especially those hard-to-absorb nutrients like coenzyme Q10 or curcumin, in some of the studies by more than 200%. So if you're like me, you're very particular about the supplements you take, but they can be difficult for your body to absorb. It's all about bioavailability. You've heard me talk about the energy benefits and anti-aging effects of NT Factor, but now there's another great reason to add NT Factor to your daily regimen. And for a limited time, you can buy one container of NT Factor Lipids powder and get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. Get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption of benefits of NT Factor by mixing the lipids powder in your morning smoothie. That's what I did this morning. Or on the go when you don't have a blender, with the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored patented energy wafers. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Buy NT Factor Lipids powder and get patented energy wafers free for a limited time. So stock up now. All right, when it comes to diabetes, it's clear that you can improve your blood sugar with diet, but there are competing claims about which diet is most efficacious. There's a keto diet with virtually no carbs, and then there's a low-carb Mediterranean diet, which is a little less stringent about carbohydrate restriction. And that diet is a little bit like the salad and salmon diet, which I've advocated for nearly three decades. Early in my career, I proposed that people eat as if the flour mill had never been invented. They can include some whole grains, and I'm not talking about whole grain Cheerios, I'm talking about real whole grains, but minimize their intake of starchy vegetables, have lots of fish, chicken, eggs, meat, and olive oil, and things that are on the Mediterranean diet, which are rich in polyphenols. Well, what they found in a study is that comparing those diets toe-to-toe, the very stringent avoidance of carbohydrates on the ketogenic diet versus the low-carb Mediterranean diet,
There was no difference in hemoglobin A1C values at the end of the study. Moreover, they found that the keto diet was a little harder to sustain. People couldn't stick to it as easily. And there were also some nutrient depletions because people completely avoided legumes, fruits, and whole intact grains. So low-carb Mediterranean diet works just as well as a keto diet when it comes to improving blood sugar in pre-diabetics and people with type 2 diabetes. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
60 seconds of service.
Sometimes it's the thankfulness that you can't see. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some veterans cannot see the stars and stripes, but thanks to a tactile Braille American flag, they can feel what's on it. And one was dedicated to honor blind veterans. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly helped honor blind veterans with a flag of their own. Governor Kelly said, "I'm pleased and actually honored to be here and dedicate this bronze tactile Braille American flag in honor of our veterans who are blind or low-visioned." VA Healthcare System CEO Rudy Klopper said, "We were just lucky on this day, on Flag Day, that we were able to connect with the veterans in the VA and get Governor Kelly out here to be able to dedicate this."
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Former President Trump hit the hustings this weekend. Saturday night, a rally in Las Vegas, and then one in Mesa, Arizona. Sunday, making the pitch for Senate.
30 days from now, the people of Arizona are going to fire your radical and highly incompetent Senator Mark Kelly. He's grossly incompetent.
And Mr. Trump also took aim at important House races.
You're going to make an incredible woman, incredible, Carrie Lake, your next governor. She's an incredible woman, incredible person. Look at the crowd that you drew, Carrie.
Mr. Trump has been barnstorming across the country with the midterms just under a month away, pushing for the GOP to regain control of the House and the Senate. He also says a Republican must win the White House in 2024, but without revealing any intentions he might have. Restrictions are returning to telemedicine, an area of medicine that exploded in popularity early in the pandemic. Hospitals are warning doctors not to practice medicine in a state where they don't have a license, and that affects people with cancer patients and others who've grown to depend on video visits and other remote care. President Biden using some pretty blunt language to describe Russia's nuclear threats.
With Russian officials talking about the possibility of using tactical nuclear weapons in the war with Ukraine, President Biden said such a threat is at its highest level in 60 years. He told a fundraiser audience that we have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since the Cuban Missile Crisis. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
He was reinforcing what we have been saying
which is how seriously we take these threats.
However, she says at this time, the U.S. sees no reason to change its nuclear posture. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Anti-government protests erupting throughout Iran, one of the most sustained protests in years.
In the Kurdish majority province of Sanandaj, self-censorship showed people burning tires in the streets as crowds of protesters charged towards the retreating Iranian military. Elsewhere in the area, soldiers let off tear gas canisters. A man was reportedly shot in his car in the area after honking at police. In the town of Karaj, people could be seen gathering in the streets chanting, "Loyal Iranians, support us." Other protests erupted in northern Tehran, in other neighborhoods of the capital, and in the city's bazaar. President Ebrahim Raisi alleged that foreign enemies were responsible for fomenting the protests. He has made the claim without giving specifics or providing any evidence. I'm Karen Chamas.
Check out breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Sometimes kids get caught up in the excitement of an NFL game.
During Sunday's Tampa Bay-Atlanta game, a young boy ran onto the field during the second quarter and was quickly tackled by a security guard. Initially, it was believed the youngster was about 10 years old, but officials later say the boy a little older than that. Police would not release personal information since the subject is a minor. Tampa police did say there was an incident involving a juvenile at Raymond James Stadium. No charges were filed. No arrest was made. Jason Walker reporting.
Some aren't excited for the sport anymore. Yankees reliever Aroldis Chapman's been ruled out for the American League Division Series after he skipped a mandatory workout. And that led to a fine and likely ending the All-Star 7-year tenure with the New York Yankees. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll begin this time with the variety comedy of Bergen and McCarthy, and later, The Red Skelton Show. Ventriloquist Edgar Bergen worked on the stages of vaudeville, and he showed up in some one-reel movie shorts. But radio was his top medium. As the story goes, while he and his top dummy Charlie were performing at a New York City party for Noel Coward hosted by Elsa Maxwell, they got hired for a gig at Rockefeller Center's famed Rainbow Room. Then some producers saw them there, and that earned the funny tandem an appearance on Rudy Valley's hit radio program. From there, Bergen and McCarthy got hired as cast members on the Chase and Sanborn Hour. They debuted in May of 1937, and it wasn't long before they were the stars. Well, this episode is from about 6 years later, and it's a bit unusual. It finds Edgar and, of course, Charlie on the road. So much of the early action is handled by Don Ameche, featured vocalist Dale Evans, and special guest Burt Lahr. It was originally broadcast on January 31st, 1943.
The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee and Tenderleaf Tea present Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy and Don Ameche.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Jason Sanborn, coffee and tenderleaf tea time, so drink up and smile a while with Edgar Bergen, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, the sportsman, our guest, Burt Lahr, and tonight from Washington, D.C., Charlie McCarthy. Dale, tell me, what do you think of Charlie and Edgar being invited to attend the President's Ball?
Well, I think it's a wonderful honor, Don.
Yes.
I can just picture Charlie in Washington mingling with all those important people.
Yeah, me too. Right now, he's probably giving some congressman a hot foot.
Yeah.
Gosh, you know, it doesn't seem possible. Here I am in Hollywood and Charlie's in Washington.
Yes, Don. Think of it. 3,000 miles between us.
Yeah, it's almost too good to be true.
Why, Don. Now, listen, just the same, I envy Charlie and Edgar being there in our nation's capital in times like these.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Dale. Americans today are all eager to pay tribute to their capital, their president, and their flag.
And what more fitting tribute than you and the sportsman singing Old Glory.
Old Glory, Old Glory, our dreams are in you. That are gone. We hail them and we won't fail them. Old Glory flies on. What made you, tears kept you. Our hearts are in you.
Wait till I got hold of that McCarthy, that little offspring of a eucalyptus.
Oh, now, wait a minute. What's the matter, Bert?
What's the matter? Imagine insulting me, Burt Lahr.
Well, what's wrong, Bert?
What's wrong? Why, I'm incinerated.
Oh, now, Bert, incinerate means to set on fire.
That's it, Don. I'm burned up. Look at this note Charlie sent me. This belly do. Dear Pruneface, Well, isn't that awful? While Bergen and I are out of town, would you consider loaning me your pan to put under our icebox?
Your pan under an icebox, that's pretty good.
Well, wait a minute. What's wrong with my pan? I'll have you know I can go anywhere on my face.
Yeah, well, you must have been over some awful bumpy roads lately.
Okay, so I'll have it retreaded.
You know, after that note, I guess Charlie's lucky to be out of town, huh?
Well, on the contrary, Don, I wouldn't harm the little moppet. I just want to reason with him.
Reason with him? Well, that isn't like you, Bert.
Sure it is, Don. I'm a new man.
What do you mean?
I got personality now.
Oh.
There's more to Lahr than a pretty face.
Well, there is,
I got charm and finesse. That's what a guy needs, personality. Je ne sais quoi, parody foie gras, savoir fouille.
I see, but does it work?
I tell you, it works wonders, Don. Look, I went into a butcher shop last week to buy a sirloin steak.
And?
And to make matters worse, it was on a Tuesday.
I see.
So I turned on a charm.
Charm in a butcher shop?
Sure. I gave the butcher the teeth, you know. you know, a big smile.
Uh-huh.
Mansoor, I said, calling him by his first name.
Oh, his first name, huh?
Yeah, he's Spanish. kind sir, I reiterated. Would you be so good as to favor me with one of your succulent sirloins? Oh, a sirloin, he cracked. And just how large a sirloin would you like? Oh, not too fat, I beamed. And then again, not too lean. Say about 8.5 pounds, or possibly 9.
And what happened?
Have you ever been slapped in the puss with a wet fish? Then, Don, there's the other extreme. I'm invited to a swanky affair. Downing Street, Mayfair, Piccadilly, cricket, and all that sort of bally rot.
Yeah. Bert, look, where did you get that English accent?
Oh, I don't know. I just went to Ronald Coleman's dentist, purchased an upper plate, and there it was. Authentic, ain't it?
Well, Bert, I'm not a very good judge. I'll tell you what, let's ask Ray Noble. Ray?
Bring him on. I'll plaster him with charm.
I say, hello, chaps.
Not so fast. Whom have I the honor of accosting?
Oh. Well, I'm Raymond Noble, Esquire.
I'm Bert Law, woman's home companion.
Say, how delightfully quaint and all that sort of thing. You're not La from Berkeley Square.
Matter of fact, I come from one of the oldest families in Chumley, Mumbly on the Peg. Ah, yes, I shall never forget my dear half-sister's coming out party. What a brawl. More people stretched out. And just when things were at the height of their dullness,
yes.
Lady Fishley pronounced it... staggered up, and without as much as a by your leave, fell flat on her kisser.
I say, how frightfully jolly. I know her well.
Yes, well.
Good old ladies.
Pardon me while I wipe my face.
I say, that's decently clever, of course. Decently clever.
Yes, and they say we English have no sense of humor.
Ridiculous.
Such balderdash.
Oh, I say, speaking of witticisms, yes, he has a riddle. Do you know the difference between an automobile, a sigh, and a monkey?
That is good.
Oh, but my dear old boy, I haven't finished yet.
That's funny enough for me. I don't want to hear them.
Oh, come, my dear fellow, really. What's the difference between an automobile, a sigh, and a monkey?
I give up. What is the difference?
Well, an automobile is too dear.
An automobile is too dear. Oh, that is good.
A sigh is, oh, dear.
A sigh is, oh, dear. Oh, that is side-splitting.
And the monkey.
Yes, the monkey.
The monkey is you, dear.
Yes, the monkey is you. Hey, wait a minute. Now, see here, Raymond Noble. You're nothing but a cod and a flounder.
Oh, don't get mad, Bertram. I say, why don't you try it on Amici?
Does Don know anything about it?
No.
Oh, this will rip his seams wide open. Oh, Don.
Yeah, what is it, Bert?
Do you want to hear a riddle? Do you like riddles?
Yeah, well, they're good with maple syrup.
Yeah.
I just threw that in.
Yeah. Throw it out. Do you want to hear a very side-splitting riddle?
Yeah, all right, let's
well,
hear.
Well, what is the difference?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to mangle you. What is the difference between... I hate to do it. What is the difference between an automobile, a sigh, and a monkey?
I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, an automobile is too expensive.
Marvelous.
A sigh is, oh, for goodness sake. And the monkey,
the monkeys.
The monkeys, you did.
Isn't that wonderful? Something went wrong.
Oh, now, look, Bert, you're not sore, are you?
Well, no, I'm not sore, Don, but it's getting monotonous.
What?
Everybody's making cracks about my face.
Oh, well, Bert, I wouldn't worry. Your girl probably likes it.
What girl?
Well, your girl.
That's the trouble. I ain't got no girl. Women of the feminine sex never kiss me. Oh. They hiss me. Oh, would that I were a wolf. Oh, would that I were a wolf. Not a fox, not a bear, not a kitty. And if I were a wolf, I'd be strong and handsome and pretty. And Charlie Boyer would sure take to cover, for the girls would proclaim me the new Casanova. And I'd really raise the roof. If I were only a wolf, no, would that I were a wolf. Not a twig, not a jerk, not a flower. A great big husky he-wolf. Like Robert Taylor, or like a Tyrone Power. Hello? Who? Marlene Dietrich? I'm sorry, dear. I can't possibly see you tonight. I just sent my shoelaces out to be pressed. You see, I'm getting ready for Hedy. Hello? Who, Betty? Now, see here, Miss Grable. I do wish you'd stop annoying me. There's nothing about you that could possibly interest me. What am I saying? Oh, would that I were a wolf. Not a stoop, not a droop, not a smitchen. But a really a first-class wolf. Then the girls would find me the witchin. And if some haughty lass failed to notice my charms, I'd huff and I'd puff until she fell in my arms. Ah, l'amour, toujours, toujours l'amour. Then back to l'amour for some more toujours. Oh, I'd really raise the roof.
We'll be back with more from Charlie McCarthy and all of his friends right after this.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Never, never die. We mustn't say goodbye.
At the moment, Edgar and Charlie are in Washington, D.C. For the past 3 days, they have been participating in the celebration of the President's birthday and appearing at the many benefit shows being held in behalf of the annual drive against infantile paralysis. Naturally, any resemblance between Charlie's impressions of Washington and the truth will be purely accidental. But here they are from the nation's capital, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Here we are, folks, all alone.
Well, Charlie?
Yeah, Birgit?
Here we are in Washington.
No. Well, now, there is a brilliant hunk of observation.
All right, then I'll let you do the talking.
A wise decision, you.
I know all these soldiers here would rather hear from you, I imagine, than from me.
I think you're right, too, Bergen. I'll take over, but quick.
Yes.
Ahem, 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 ahem. Ahem.
No.
Ahem. My friends.
No. Charlie.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
I've been seeing so much of FDR lately.
Yes, I know. Well, wasn't it thrilling, though, having lunch at the White House yesterday?
Yes, it was. It certainly was, yes. Gee, imagine little me, having potluck with Roosevelt.
Well, tell me, Charlie, you did enjoy it?
Yes, I did. I had a Franklin delightful time.
Me too.
You know, I was a little surprised, too.
Yes?
I didn't know Eleanor was such a good cook.
Oh, you didn't? Yes. Well, it was a lovely lunch.
Yes.
What was it we had for lunch? A filet or was it a stew?
No, I don't think it was a stew, no.
What do you think?
Well, I think it was more of a New England boiled Republican.
Well, isn't Mrs. Roosevelt a charming and gracious hostess?
Oh, she is that. Yes, she is. You know, we were very chatty.
Yes, I noticed you were talking.
Yes.
What did you talk about?
Oh, it's nothing anyway.
Talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
What did you talk about, Charlotte?
Well, if you must know.
Yes.
She told me about her day.
Her day, yes. And you?
Well, I told her about my evenings.
I see.
And then after a while.
Yes.
She sent me over to the Cuban embassy.
Uh-huh.
To borrow a cup of sugar.
Oh, she. Well, did you get it?
No.
You did?
No. I couldn't find a darn place.
You couldn't find it?
No.
Well, Washington is rather confusing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's those streets, you know. They call the streets A Street and B Street and C.
Yes, I know they do.
They name them after vitamins.
No.
Yes, they do. Smart Alex.
All right. No. They name the streets alphabetically.
Oh, well, it's about the same thing.
Yes.
Well, yesterday I walked clear to E.
To E?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that isn't so far.
Well, this was E above high C.
Oh, I see. Yes. Well, I find Washington very thrilling.
Do you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You see so many interesting people here. There's congressmen and diplomats.
Yes, mm-hmm. Certainly are.
You.
You know, you really don't feel well dressed here unless you're carrying a briefcase. Is that right? Everybody's rushing to an appointment.
Yeah.
Appointment he can't get for 2 weeks.
Well, I don't suppose that inconvenienced you any.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I had some business here.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, we'd like to know something about this business you have to take care of.
Well, of course, it's really none of your business.
No, I... Well, do you mind if I ask?
No, go ahead.
All right. What business was it?
It's none of your business.
I
wanted to see the Secretary of Agriculture.
Oh, I see. And why did you want to see the Secretary of Agriculture?
Well, I have a petunia in my window box that ain't doing so good.
Oh.
You walked right into that one, didn't you?
Oh, you and your silly jokes.
Yeah, you can be glad for them. Yeah. Thank
Thank you, fellas. Incidentally, I pulled a pretty good one myself the other evening.
No.
Yes, it was quite funny.
Really?
Yes.
You did?
That's right.
Get this, Durgan the Wicked. Not Durgan the Jester.
Yes, that's right. I got quite a laugh on it, too.
Oh, we must get it out of him. Come on. Well, what was this yucko, this bottle, all right?
I'll tell you. You see, we were discussing the crowded conditions here in Washington.
Yeah.
Yes. And I said...
This is it, fellas. This is it.
Yeah, all right.
Go back.
No, that's all right. So I said, this is the seat of the nation, but you can find a place to sit down. Yes.
There again.
Yeah.
There again.
Yes, darling.
You know that joke?
Yes, yes.
You can roll that one on the White House lawn, yeah.
Well, I thought it was a bit of amusing irony.
Yeah, it's a little too rusty for me.
Well, Mr. Bergen.
Yeah,
don't tell me.
What?
Didn't that sound like Mortimer Snirt?
Yes, I think it is. He called me this morning to say that he was in town.
Not Mortimer.
Yes, Mortimer is here.
Well, that does it, Bergen. That ruins my whole day. I'm blown out of here.
No. No. Well, hello, Mr. Bergen.
Yes, hello.
Just call me Senator, yeah?
Well, Mortimer, tell me, where have you been all day?
Oh, I don't know. I've been busy.
Oh, you've been busy?
Yeah, buzzing around. I've been busier than a one-armed airplane hanger.
No. No. Not airplane hanger.
Yeah.
No. Paper hanger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, tell me what's been keeping you so busy.
Well, you see, I'm here on the farm situation.
Oh, a farm situation.
Yeah.
You're a lobbyist.
I've been here for about,
I say you're a lobbyist.
Yeah. Well, I was last night.
Last night?
Yeah. I slept in the lobby.
You slept in the lobby?
Yeah.
Well, then just what are you?
Well, I'm a sort of a reporter.
A reporter?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
I'm a representative for the Snurdville Gazette. That's what I represent. A representative, see?
Yes. The what?
Gazette.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Gazette?
No, Gesundheit.
No. Well, to be a good reporter, Mortimer, you must have a nose for news.
Mm-hmm.
I say you must have a nose for news.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Of course, you have that.
Oh. Well, I got a snootful, yeah. Yeah.
Well, have you been sightseeing?
Yeah. Mm.
Did you see the Washington Monument?
Yeah, boy. That's the biggest darn silo I ever saw.
Say, by the way, Mortimer, why didn't you come to the White House luncheon?
Well, I was there trying to get in.
Oh, you tried to get in?
Yeah. I looked up on the porch there, and the White House guards, they stopped me.
Oh, I see. The White House guards, they stopped you.
Yeah.
Well, what did you do about that?
Well, I turned on the personality.
Oh, you did? turned on your personality.
Yeah. Well,
what happened?
They threw me out.
Well, didn't you explain that you were invited?
Well, I did, yeah. Oh, you did? Well, but he said I couldn't see the president unless I made an appointment with that fellow. Oh, what is that fellow? Well, you know.
What fellow?
Oh, you got to see that fellow that catches the worm.
The fellow that catches the worm?
Well, what is his name?
What fellow?
Oh, that early bird.
Oh, yeah. You mean Steve Early.
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah. Well, I've got to go now, Mr. Bergen.
Well, all right, Moira. I'll see you around.
No?
Yes.
Well, when?
Well, oh, anytime.
Well, where?
Well, oh, anywhere.
Or right, I'll meet you there. Yeah, well,
program came to you from Washington, D.C. and Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
From January 31st, 1943, the U.S. president had indeed celebrated his 61st birthday the previous day. In 1945, FDR's unprecedented fourth inauguration was held on January 20th, and 10 days later, he turned 63. Sadly, though, just a few months after that, he died suddenly, and Vice President Harry S. Truman took over. I'm Greg Bell, and the special guest in that episode, Burt Lahr, is clearly best remembered for playing the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz, but he was also a Tony Award winner in the Best Actor category for the 1964 musical Foxy. And in 1956, he had been seen on Broadway alongside E.G. Marshall in Samuel Beckett's classic play Waiting for Godot. When we continue here on When Radio Was, It's More Comedy, we'll offer up The Red Skelton Show right after this.
Yeah, this baby's all loaded and ready to use.
What do you use a gun for, Bill?
Persuasion.
What?
Where's that gimmick I had?
I don't know.
Oh, here it is. See, fits right on.
Hey, that's a silencer, isn't it? You gonna use that gun tonight?
Uh-huh.
On who?
You.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Bill, you're crazy. You're not
I'm gonna kill you, and I'm gonna get away with it, too.
Get away with it? Not if Boston Blackie has anything to say about it. He's an enemy to those who make him an enemy. A friend to those who have no friend.
I got a tip from unhealthy sources that you're gonna be killed.
And they're serious about it, huh?
They mean business, Wells. With a business end of a gun.
Boston Blackie knows crime, and he knows criminals, because he was once on the wrong side of the law himself.
Well, there's a hired killer in this case, a case I'm about to break wide open, if you'll help me.
I'll help you into a cell.
No, you won't. You're going to meet me in 30 minutes. Keep your eyes open and watch me close this case.
In Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Boston Blackie Death Wish, Broadway actor Richard Calmer stars as the infamous safecracker-turned-private eye.
That's the way I like murderers. Down and out.
For a limited time, Boston Blackie Death Wish is being made available to our listeners at 50% off the regular price. Get 16 hard-hitting crime classics on 8 CDs for only $15.98. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOSTON77 to order now.
Give me 24 hours and a few facts, Faraday, and you'll not only have Evans' killer, but Wilson will have his diamond.
The clock is ticking, so order Boston Blackie Death Wish today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOSTON77 to get 50% off.
I don't know how you figured it out, Blackie.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
Here's Mike Rose from Academy Services Group.
Number one is I always want to make sure I could get the URL for what I want to do. I love having my name as my URL. If you went through each of my URLs, they're all my company name. AmazingPestControl.com, HeritageFireSecurity.com, NationwideCleaners.com, VeteransWorldwideMaintenance.com, and they're all tied into the Academy ServiceGroup.com. And you have to have that URL, and you have to have a nice vanity phone number. So there's another website that I use to find these vanity phone numbers, like 1-800, you know, Got Milk. If you're selling milk, you want that phone number, right? People, it's easy to remember.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Richard Bernard Skelton was born in Vincennes, Indiana back in 1913, the son of a circus clown who had died shortly after his son was born. According to legend, he first got the showbiz bug at the age of 10 when he met entertainer Ed Wynn, who took him backstage at a Vincennes theater that he was headlining at. Well, by the time he was a teenager, Ed was on the road working circuses, showboats, vaudeville stages, and so on. Got his own radio comedy series in the early 1940s. And with the exception of when he was drafted during World War II, Skelton was on radio pretty much nonstop for the next dozen years. Well, this episode we have is from May 13th of 1949.
From Hollywood, the Red Skelton Program, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Yes, it's the Red Skelton Program with David Rose and his orchestra, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorraine Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to introduce MGM's clown and Procter & Gamble's comedian, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to Kansas City, you know, for the big Bond show there.
Really?
Yeah, I'll be there Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Well, tonight, how do you feel, Red?
Well, the doctor said I don't have rabies. You know what happened to me? You know what happened to me? There's a big stray dog came over to my house, see? I gave him a bath and tried to make friends with him, and then he turned on me. Oh, boy, he was mean. I won him over there. I threw him a bone.
Well, that's using your head.
Yeah. I was nice to him. He bit me. He bit me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where did he bite you?
Well, I can't say, but if I was an automobile, I'd have a leaky gas tank. Let's turn the clock back 4 days and go out to my house, and I'll tell you exactly what happened.
He won't go away.
Yeah, I know.
He gets nastier every day.
You're not kidding Tennis. Tell me nothing. I'm not telling you anything either. You know what that dog did this morning? He brought a bill collector in, opened up the closet door where I was hiding, and he says, maybe this'll teach you not to feed me horse meat. I love dogs, so you know.
For you to get rid of that dog.
Why?
He might bite one of the children.
Ah, he wouldn't harm a flea. He's got a million of them, hadn't harmed a one.
When he scratches, I think he's a talent scout for a flea circus.
Well, maybe if I rubbed him down with alcohol, the fleas would get drunk and drag him off.
I've never seen a dog as big as he is before.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday he wagged his tail and he killed 3 good humor men.
Is he?
You name any breed and you got it, boy. His mother, I think, was a Russian wolfhound. His father was a German shepherd. And his father was an Eskimo spitz. And his grandmother was an English bull.
What does that make him?
A four-legged Hungarian goulash. Anything I can give him to eat?
Well, here's a ham bone. Give him that.
Oh, yes. A bone from a ham. Alas, poor Burl. I knew him well. Boy, hey, now, take it easy here. I got something for you. Now, come on, now, sit up. Sit up, boy. Come on. Here. Okay, take the bone, but let me up, will you? Hey, you're supposed to be man's best friend. Okay, so I'm not the man. Here. Oh, I don't have enough trouble. Here comes that grumpy next-door neighbor of mine, Mrs. Fussy.
Mr. Skelton, what are you doing to that dog?
Well, I wasn't doing it.
Oh, don't you sass me, you bunhead. For mistreating an animal.
Well, he was.
That's a pretty weak excuse if I ever heard.
Look, I haven't told you yet.
Well, I can read your mind. I'm good at shorthand. That dog has got to go. Last night it howled so loud I couldn't hear myself snore. And this morning it was making eyes at my peak. Yeah. And I'll not allow it. It might lead to a marriage between your dog and my peak, and that would be fatal. It would make us in-laws, and I don't want you lousing up my family tree.
Well, don't worry.
I don't have a tail to hang by.
What did you say?
Huh? I don't know. I was too busy listening to you.
Don't you flap your lips at me. While I think of it, while I was watering my lawn yesterday, some of my water ran over into your yard. Yeah. And if your grass gets green because of it, I'll sue you for help me.
But Mrs. Fussy...
Mr. Skelton, would you mind giving me a chance to talk for a change? Which reminds me, those little discussions that you and your wife have at breakfast every morning upset me something terrible.
Why, we hardly speak above a whisper.
I know. I can't hear a word you say. And that's what's upsetting me. Oh, a few years ago, your lot used to be a prairie. And believe me, those gophers were easier to get along with than you are. Oh, if I had a gopher to talk to.
Someday I wish she'd close her mouth just long enough so I could see what she looks like.
We'll be right back with more Red Skelton after this short break. Stay tuned.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be Tom Brady? You ever dreamed of playing in the NFL? Well, now thanks to VR, or virtual reality, that dream can come true with the NFL Pro Era Simulation video game from Status Pro. Troy Jones is from Status Pro, and he describes what it's like to actually be in the game.
You're fully immersed in a digital world, so think about just being encapsulated in any environment that a creator wants to put you in. And in our world, it's in the shoes of the NFL player. So you're fully in their position. Not only are you just seeing what's going on from their perspective, but you're actually interacting and have the capabilities to compete and interact with the other players and play a full game. And I think that's what's exciting to us about this opportunity, because it's truly the first time where you're seeing it from their lens, kind of with their superpowers, if you will, and taking it to the next level.
Yeah. Check it all out at status.pro and at status.pro on Instagram.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
And now let's get back to the second act of Red Skelton on Win Radio 1.
Hey, Skelton.
Oh, hey, Rod.
Huh? Where'd you get the dog?
Oh, I found him out here yesterday. I was asleep and I woke up and there he was with my leg in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. What kind is he?
You know, he's a police dog, police dog.
A police dog, mm-hmm, with all that hair on his face and that short tail?
Private Eye.
Hiya, boy.
Now, careful, he's not too friendly.
Oh, I have a way with dogs.
Huh?
I have a way with dogs.
I know, and the nice girls like you, too.
I'm kidding. Oh, Mr. Skelton,
Yeah, you play with the dog, Rod. I'll be right back.
Now, come here, dog. I'll teach you some tricks. Come on, boy. I don't know what you are, but your old man sure got around. Oh, boy. You're in trouble. Here comes the dog catcher.
Well, howdy doody, howdy doody. Open the gate. Let me in, will you?
Well, Clem Cadiddlehopper, come on in. I thought you were someone else. What's that uniform you're wearing?
I'm a dog catcher.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
You're a dog catcher?
Well, whatever gave you that idea?
Well, you just said so.
Oh, well, you're going to listen to idle gossip, huh? Hey, this place sure got a lot of dogs, ain't it? Here comes a Great Dane.
Howdy, Clem.
Well, dee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. How do you like my new uniform, DJ? Did you notice I'm wearing a white collar?
Yeah, looks nice. But it would look nicer if it was on a shirt.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
The lady next door called up and said you folks had a stray dog over here.
We sure have.
Yeah.
And he's a bad dog, too.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd tell you. Think it's my duty to tell you.
And howdy duty to you, too.
Dogs, Clem?
Oh, caught a few small ones this morning, but you should have seen the big one that got away, boy.
Do people argue about paying the license fee for their dog?
Well, sometimes. This morning, a lady says, I don't have a dog. I says, well, you got a doghouse out in the yard. She says, well, where else could I put it?
You ever get bit, Clem?
Oh, sure. I got bit this morning by a dog, but it was all right. Found out later that he bites everybody, you know. I could be the cat catcher, but I hate that night shift.
Well, what are you going to do with this dog? Take him with you?
I most certainly am.
Oh.
Not. You know, all I do all day long is just catch dogs, and I don't like catching dogs. I just don't. You know what happened to me? I was driving down the street and I saw a doggone dog right out in the middle of the street. So I stopped the doggone car, I get the doggone net, and I start chasing that doggone dog. Well, I just about had him when a doggone cat walked in front of the doggone dog, and the doggone dog started chasing the doggone cat up a doggone alley. Well, I had to run up the doggone alley after the doggone dog chasing doggone cat. The doggone dogs were killing me, you know? Just about cat. Finally, the doggone dog and cat was too fast for me, and I threw down the net, and guess what I said?
What?
Well, I'll be doggone. And believe me, that was better than what was here. Well, I don't like to do dog catching, though.
Well, why did you take the dog job as dog catcher?
Well, I had no choice. You see, I was drafted.
Well, if you were forced into your job, why don't you write to your congressman?
Oh, that wouldn't do any good. My congressman can't read.
How did he get elected? If your congressman can't read, how did he get elected?
Well, he wasn't elected. See, he won the job on Stop the Music. Oh, poor, simple soul. Well, I better run this muddy and come on, you flea breeder.
Now, watch out, Clem. I think he bites.
Oh, he won't bite me. You know.
Mongrel seems to know that you're the dog catcher.
Well, I'll show you how I win him over. Just pat him on the head like this, see? Oh, well, I didn't use that finger much anyway. Well, I got to get over to 1400 Dream Street and see if it's like the four knights really say it is.
With Red as his character, Clem Cadiddlehopper, that was the first half of a May 1949 episode. We'll add the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Bert Lahr as a guest on the Bergen and McCarthy Show. Best known for playing the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz, he also produced A Successful Son. I'll share that with you, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com sprinkles Stardust by Artie Shaw on this essential 3-CD collection of 72 unforgettable instrumental hits. And enjoy the original recordings from legendary musicians such as Montavani, Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Les Baxter, Percy Faith, Paul Weston, Guy Lombardo, Freddie Martin, Les Paul, and many more. Unforgettable instrumental hits now at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code BONUS77 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. The romance of some enchanted evening and dance the night away to the Blue Tango at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Get unforgettable instrumental hits today and remember promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Gravity. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I work with many elite athletes and championship teams, and one of the best things I teach teams is about the gravity they have. Teams are like their own planets. They have their own gravitational pull toward each other and their ultimate goals. Although all teams are subjected to outside distractions, the best of them are able to recognize the center of their gravity. When they fully understand this, instead of pulling away from each other and their goals, I show them how to dive into the center of their gravity. Gravity isn't just for teams, though. It's for you, too. Find the gravity in the healthiest physical exercises for you. Find the gravity in the best mental practices. Find the gravity in what pulls your spirit toward the center of your own ultimate goals. And then, don't resist that gravity, but move toward it. For inspiration and motivation along the way, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about actor Burt Lahr, the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz. Born Irving Larheim in New York City back in 1895, his son John Lahr was the senior drama critic for The New Yorker magazine. John Lahr's wife, actress and writer Connie Booth, was Monty Python star John Cleese's first wife. They co-created one of the greatest sitcoms of all time, BBC Two's Fawlty Towers. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but hey, visit us at our website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.